goes through the crucible unscathed. We passed victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. All hail the Rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to yet another exciting edition of Radio Biafra live broadcast from the city of Syracuse here in Sicily, in the southernmost part of Italy. Therefore, wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those wonderful Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, especially Malaysia, Thailand, and China, for the work they have been doing for their country. We welcome you wherever you are across the entire 24 time zones of the world, that this is Radio Biafra uninterrupted live broadcast. This is Radio Biafra uncompromising delivery of the gospel of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. And I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this very wonderful radio station, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I must welcome you especially. I must thank those people of Napoli. And I must also thank the reception party here, our leadership in Syracuse here in Sicily. They have been marvelous. My trip to Italy has been spectacular. Our people have been coming out. And indeed, there are Biafrans everywhere I have been to. And this place is not an exception. We are here to spread this gospel. This gospel of redemption, this gospel of salvation, this gospel of hope, this very gospel that will deliver the children of God, this very gospel that will set those who are in bondage free, this very gospel that will make sure that our marginalization, this very gospel that will make sure that our destitution, our deportation, our killing, the fact that our little girls give birth to babies and sell them, this is the very gospel that will redeem everybody. We are here to save those that need to be saved. We are here to condemn those that need to be condemned. We must be forgiven if we are judgmental, because we have suffered enough. We have been suffering for over 40 years. We have been suffering. We have been in deep pain, scattered all over the world like birds of the air. We are here to make sure that the children of Chukwu Abiyama are returned to where they come from, that they are returned to that very sceptered land, that holy land we call Biafra. That is why we are here. Our gospel is uncompromising. We do not have any intention on this very earth of stopping what we are doing. That is why we are relentless in all we do. Exceptionally relentless. We cannot go back. There is no way we can stop what we are doing. There is no way we can be corrupted. Impossible. We are incorruptible. That is why we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why anything we say, that is why anything we do, we proclaim it very boldly without fear before any human being. We are not afraid of anything born by man, regardless of who you are. We are here to get Biafra. We have done nothing wrong to anybody. We have not stolen. We have not cheated. We have not conquered anybody. We have not forced anybody to adopt our value system or way of life. We just want to be left alone. The way we were before Lugard came, that is where we are going back to. And there is nothing on this earth to stop us. They said Ojukwu made similar claims before and we lost. And I said to them, how stupid they are. They can't reason. Ojukwu was Moses. He's only trying to profess what is to come. That time has come. That time is now. Not tomorrow. Not next year. Not in the next 20 years for the idiots who are in court. We are here to get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. If they give us that option, we will burn the entire zoo down. It will be completely destroyed. Somalia will be better than the zoo. If any of them runs out of that very place and comes to Syracuse, we expect you to kill them here. We'll donate one person here to go to 7 years imprisonment. You kill them here. We have Biafrans all over the world. Wherever they run to, we'll find them and kill them. They must know in their next life not to tamper with a group of people called Biafrans. We are relentless in our pursuit. As long as we remain incorruptible, as long as our hands are clean, as long as we do everything humanly possible to ensure righteousness, as long as we are transparent, as long as we are honest, there is nothing we cannot achieve. We want to prove to the world that indeed God is with us. Now is the time to prove it, not in theory. I don't believe in reading Bible of theory. Your reward is in heaven. I don't believe in that. Your reward is here. That heaven you're talking about is Biafra. And we are here to get it. Or we all die getting it. Everything will perish. Everything will die. If Jonathan lies, let him get on a plane and go to London. We'll find him and kill him there. All of them. Nobody will be spared. We are determined. Very, very determined. To get what is rightfully ours. We don't steal and we don't cheat. We have not done anything to anybody to deserve our fate to come through the desert, to swim through the Mediterranean. Some of us are dead in the Mediterranean. This same Mediterranean I can see through my hotel window. Our people are there at the bottom of the sea, dead, because they are running away from chronic poverty. They are running away from unspeakable marginalization. They are running away from unimaginable destitution. That is why they are dead. Some of you are lucky. You made it to Sicily. Some of your people are dead. Remember those that died in the desert. Remember those that today, this very place where you go to fish, that some of your people are at the bottom. Young men and women, the bottom of this very Mediterranean Sea. Dead. Gone. Why? Because they were running away from a poverty that you have to see to believe. That is why we are here. Not only to take you home, but also to take their spirit home. They must be returned home, all of them. Even those at the bottom of the sea. Those in the desert. Those that died in the Caribbean. Those that died in the Americas. We must take all of them home. Because that is where we come from. That is where God said we should belong, not outside, not in any other person's land. Our land is very holy. We must return the holiness of our land. That is why this very gospel must be preached. We don't care those who fail to accept it. Anybody that fails to accept Biafra is Hausa fathered. Hausa Fulani Munyowo. Your father cannot be Biafran. Your mother cannot be. It's impossible. For a people with autonomous community in their names, you cannot then not want to be autonomous from the zoo calling itself Nigeria. Expired product for that matter. That is what I hold against them. You claim you don't want to be free, but you are from an autonomous community. What does autonomous mean? What does it mean? It means you want to be free. So you want to be free from people who are related to you by blood, but you don't want to be free from those that drive cattle all over the place. You don't want to be free from Yorubas. You have nothing. I repeat, you have nothing in common with them. I can tell when an English gentleman dresses up. I can tell when a Scottish person is dressed. Even Wales, I can tell. Can anybody tell me what is a Nigerian attire? If they claim Nigeria is a nation, there is no attire. You bring three or four. What is the national dish for the zoo? You bring about four or five. That is how you know that you don't belong together. The more you stay there, the more upset Chukwu Abiyama becomes, the more the likelihood you will die there. We don't want that to be our portion. Azikiwe preached one Nigeria, where is he today? Is his name being remembered? The answer is no. Akironsi tried the same rubbish and they killed him. Look at Chibokadibo, the same thing. Ekweme disgraced and removed. The list is endless. And people are telling me that somehow we should try to belong to this very nonsense they call Nigeria. Expired product, the Zoological Republic. I should belong to a zoo of a place. The largest British zoo ever made. It is a colony. The British Zoo. That is what it is. And this is Radio Biafra. We must proceed wherever you are. Our people are here. They are here and they will acknowledge all of you one after the other. Because there are Biafrans listening all over the world. As long as you go to www.radiobiafra.co, as long as you direct your friends to www.peopleofbiafra.org, as long as you direct your people to Indigenous People of Biafra, once you download Radio Biafra app on your Android device, once you download Radio Biafra app on your Apple device, once you can access any of our websites, principally radiobiafra.co, via any internet-enabled device on this earth, then you'll be with us. And because we are in Italy, and because our number changed yesterday, we must continue to remind you that the number to call is +39 389 446 0372. I repeat, +39 389 446 0372. When our lines open, we shall tell you. That is the number to call. And for those of you in Italy, it is a Wind Mobile as well. I believe you can then call it for free. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype line, as always, is open. It's just Radio Biafra. You don't even need to have us accept you as a contact. All you need to do is to call Radio Biafra. Once you find us, you call us. We shall and should be able to take your call. We ask those who normally call to allow those who are new to be able to get through to us. Because Radio Biafra belongs to everybody. It belongs to everybody. We want people to speak. You sustain Radio Biafra. You fund it. That is why we are taking it to you. To bring it to you so you see what you're supporting. We bring Radio Biafra to you to make you a member of this very glorious family. So that indeed, that is what we are here for. To demonstrate in practical terms what we mean by brotherly love. Not just theory. Propagated by those fathered by Hausa Fulani men. Idiots bearing Igbo names, idiots bearing Ibibio and Efik names, fools bearing Ijaw names, who don't know their heritage, don't know where they come from. We are here to put them straight, and we're here to correct them. And this is, for goodness sake, Radio Biafra, where the truth must be spoken without compromise. There is no compromise. We can't afford to retreat or surrender. Biafra must come. Biafra has to come. If we like it or not, there must be Biafra. Because that has been decreed in the heavens. That is what Chukwu Abiyama said, not me. That we must be free. Once we turn from our stupid, idolatrous worship, once we turn from our wicked ways and face him, he will grant us redemption. And that time has come, and we hold him to it. If Biafra comes, then there is no God. I must say, if Biafra fails to come, there is no God in heaven. Unless Biafra comes, then we know that indeed that is God. We have done everything asked of us to do. We don't steal, we don't cheat. We don't pillage. We don't lie to our people. So then why won't Biafra come? Biafra must come. Because Chukwu Abiyama said that that is his promise in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Return and face me from your evil ways, and I shall restore your inheritance. That is the word of God. It doesn't change from generation to generation. We have done everything asked of us to do. Therefore, if Biafra does not come, then there is something fundamentally wrong somewhere. That is why we have a day of atonement on the 30th of May of this year. We will pray, we will lament here in this very city, Syracuse. Here you will lament and pray to Chukwu Abiyama. You ask for forgiveness, for redemption of sin, for cleansing. We remember those that fought and died for us. We are the only people not to remember those that died for us. We are the only people not to internationally give thanks to Chukwu Abiyama for keeping us alive. Because the Hausa Fulani people, aided by the conspiratorial Yoruba people, wanted to wipe you away from the face of the earth. Some of you here would not have been born had they succeeded. Chukwu Abiyama kept us, and we must honor the creation himself on the 30th of May. Chukwu Abiyama must be praised on that very day. We remember those that died. Here you will come out. 30th of May, go and take the day off. Take it off from work. You will not die. If they remove you from your work, you will see what will happen. You will be blessed even more. 30th of May, 2014 is holy worldwide. Everywhere we must praise God on that very day. Like mad people, without shame. come out and lament. Come out and tell people that indeed you are Biafrans. The name has been in existence for over 5,000 years. Nobody can destroy it. No human being can. No human being can. Before they realized I'm from Afara, they used to say that Biafra was a Portuguese name. Until I told them where I came from. And they shut up. They ran away. They stopped talking. They stopped mentioning it. And that is why we must do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. Not just come, but in truth and in all honesty. We are asking those calling us, please, not to call us. Because we have not started yet. When our lines open, we shall tell them that our lines are open. For now, we must go around this very room, this very beautiful hall with period paintings on the wall. It's a very beautiful place. Very ancient. That's what I like. I don't like all this modern architecture. This is very ancient and very beautiful. You will tell us who you are, your name, and where you come from. And you will greet Biafrans who are listening. You will greet Biafrans who are all over the world, across every time zone. These are people who are dedicated, hardcore dedicated people pursuing Biafra. They are listening to you. They are waiting to see what Syracuse will have to offer them this very evening. The whole world is expecting. And as I will tell them, you people are magnificent. I'm not saying it because of the Insala soup I ate when I came in the afternoon, which was beautiful. I don't know if the lady that cooked it is here. Wonderful. I'm not saying because of that. It's because of what I have seen of the people here and their spirit. Even the children, they're very boisterous. People came here with their kids, and I love it. This is Radio Biafra. It's for everybody. We are here to save them, to take them back to where they come from, so that it can make Biafra land as beautiful as this. It is only to Chukwu Abiam I will offer praise to, not to any other thing, because he said in the scriptures, the first commandment he gave was, thou shalt have no other God but me. That is why we worship Chukwu Abiam and nothing else. Okike himself, creation, the maker of the heavens and the earth. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Good evening all over the world. My name is Wilson Chijoka Ogugua from Teje in Omambala, Biafra land. I say, sit up and listen to the live broadcast of Radio Biafra right here, Syracuse, Sicily, in Italy. Sit up and listen. And as you do, may Almighty God bless you.
You say.
Thank you.
You say. You say. Now, all of you, one after the other, if you can get close to the microphone, if you can't, you walk up to it. You will turn on that microphone and start from there. You will give us your name and where you come from, because we are Radio Biafra. No, he's off. Switch it on. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, listeners. Good evening all over the world. My name is Ogochukwu Nwodo. I'm from Enugu State, Kano local government area. We are here right now, in Syracuse, Sicily. We are the children of Biafra. We pray as you listen and as you contribute. May God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening all over Biafrans in the whole world. My name is Simon Azubike from Imo State, Idata local government area. Imo State. We are here in Sicily today, Syracuse, sending our greeting to all the whole world, Biafrans in the whole world. We say that everybody should sit up, because this is a journey, and the journey is a long journey. But by the grace of God, we must make it. So let make God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, bless us. So that anywhere you are this evening, please try to join us in Radio Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Next person, please.
Hello, my country people from Biafra State. I am God Iuchobi from Oka South, local government of Biafra. I'm here today. I'm happy because of this Biafra thing. Some of us, some people have bring this Biafra with you and they have go to sleep. But today, our brother here have bring it in another way. Agility is going with big, with a heavy, powerful way. I thank you, my brother, for this thing. We are happy to see you in our midst today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some people all over the world. I welcome you to Radio Biafra. My name is Celestine Tata Emmanuel. We are here in Syracuse, Sicily, Italy, and we are here to discuss about the emancipation of Biafra from the persecution of the people of Biafra in the country called Nigeria. We welcome you and we urge you to stay tuned with us, and as you do, we pray that you will remain blessed.
Thank you very much. The next person, please. The next person. Go ahead. You come close. If there's anything, if it's too short, you just stand up and come close. Introduce yourself and go back. Go ahead.
Good evening, all listeners, fellow Biafrans, all over the whole world. My name is Kajetan Ajere from Amere, Oru East, Imo State, in Biafra land. I thank all the Biafrans all over the whole world for the support you people are giving for the actualization of to realize the state of Biafra. I thank you all for your efforts. Those in Nigerians, those outside Nigerians, I say may the Lord Almighty give you the courage, give you more support in every endeavor. May God bless you all, fellow Biafrans.
Amen. Thank you. But how about those? Let them speak first and then we return. We have microphone here. They can speak. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafra. I greet you all. I'm from Enugu State. My name is Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu Ede. I'm from Enugu State. I thank you all for the whole supporting that you have been supporting Biafra. May God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you for that. Our people are here. Thank you very much. Please, your name, please. Your name, is that person part of us? Yeah. Is he a Biafran?
Yeah.
He's not?
He is.
Can he say who he is? I'm on the kind of from Isiama for the Queen Ibegu. Please give him a microphone to say who he is. Say your name, just your name. We need your name.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning, everybody. I'm Onyebuchi from Imo State, Mbitolu Ikedolu.
And what is your surname?
Uzuebulam.
Uzuebulam, that's a very good name. I like it. You like it.
From Thank Mbitolu. You.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's as simple as that. Go ahead, please.
Ibokwenu. Ibokwenu. My name is Anthony Chinedu from Anambra State.
In Anambra, are you eating chewing gum when you're addressing Biafrans? Are you eating chewing gum when you're addressing
Biafrans? My name is Chinedu from Anambra State.
What is your surname?
Okeke family.
Okay. Which part of Anambra are you from?
I'm from
From where in Anambra are you from?
Anambra State. I'm from Upo. What state?
Where?
Onitsha State, yes.
Onitsha State?
Yes, I'm from Onitsha local government. Dunukofia local government.
Dunukofia is better. Yes. That is Dunukofia. It's a very beautiful name.
Yes, I'm from Dunukofia local
government. Dunukofia is beautiful. I like it. Yes. Please go ahead, my brother.
So I thank all of you who is listening this evening. As you listen, may God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank and you. Amen. Amen and amen. I like Dunukofia. I like that very place. I like it very much. I like it. Please go ahead. I love the spirit here. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good morning.
Put the microphone close to your mouth.
Okay, my name is Jacob Onwaroje. I'm from Abia State, Bende local government.
Bende.
Yeah. Thank you. I greet you all. People are listening to Biafra comments. I thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. How about the person over there, please? Over there, please. Go ahead. Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all the people of the whole world. I'm Oyenone Kejeshintna from Obo, local government in Imo State, Nigeria. We are all here this evening because of the issue of Biafra. We have to say no to no for all the atrocities that are happening in our country. How there are maltreating our people down there. We have to put it to stop. And there's no how we can do it only by special grace of God. As we have gathered here to do something, may this God strengthen us and give us the courage. Because he told us in the book of Jeremiah 29 that we should be courageous. I will be with you. Anything that you ask in his name is going to do it for us. So we have to be courageous and determined. God will lead us through. Thank you all over the world. Thank you everybody for listening to this Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I say amen to your prayer. Please give them. Can it come round here? Is it possible? Yes. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Onyemakono Monde from Ika South Local Government Area, Biafra Land. We are here in quest for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra. This Radio Biafra live broadcast. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Biafra children all over the world. Today is the great day that we have been expecting to receive the director, Nnamdi. Now he's here in our presence. What a wonderful day. We can feel the spirit of freedom. And I want to use this ample opportunity to tell every one of you that have not received him, wherever you are, begin to gather yourselves. Even though it is 2, 3, 4, gather yourself and feel the presence of the spirit of freedom. The person speaking to you is the coordinator of Saracusa, Pastor Agboma Ajuwe Nwachukwu from Delta State, Agbo, Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you very, very much. Yes, go ahead. Thank you very, very much. I like that. You have story to tell us, you know that. You promised me story. You will tell us that story, isn't it? Wonderful. Go ahead.
People of Biafra out there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to so many of you. My name is John Njakunam from Enugu State, Biafra, the coordinator of Raguza. Here in Siracusa, we are here for the struggling of Biafra, restoration of Biafra, and we are happy to have a director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, in our presence. It's like, in fact, I don't know how I feel, but as we proceed, you will hear from me more. May God bless you all.
And you too. Thank you very much. It is not usual for me to start a program by thanking the people, but I must thank the people of Syracuse here today. You have been exceptional from your infectious enthusiasm to the received and reception of Radio Biafra in your midst, to your turnout, to the spirit you have at this very place. I wish every other place can have this type of spirit I have found in Italy so far. It has been magnificent. It has been very, very magnificent. And Biafrans all over the world are indebted to you for what you are doing for your country. We are here to preach this very gospel. We are here to ensure that the uncompromising message of hope, that our redemption, which was promised to us by Chukwu Abiama, is coming. That is why we are here, to make sure we preach it without hesitation and without fear of any man born of a woman. We cannot be afraid of that person. Fear is not for us. Our sister said, we must be courageous. God cannot give things to those who are not courageous. Go and check. The Americans were courageous, they threw the British away. The Israelis were courageous and they threw the British away. Anywhere you have freedom, you see courageous people. The Japanese were courageous. That's why they chased away the Dutch people when they came to colonize them. You need courage in everything you do. Regardless of how insurmountable the obstacle may look, regardless of how impossible the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra may appear. We must get it. Everything humanly possible will be done, trust me. It will be done. And we have men that will do it. And we are going to be free. It's either we are free or everybody is enslaved. I remind them to go and look at Somalia. How backwards the civilization is. Somalia will resemble paradise compared to what will happen in the zoo. Compared to what will happen in the zoo. All we're asking for is to be free. The same way the British worked, Paddy Ashdown worked very hard for Bosnia-Herzegovina, a Muslim enclave, to become independent in former Yugoslavia. The same way they worked for Kosovo, predominantly Muslim, to become independent is how we want them to work for a place that has identified with Christianity. For a place that people worship God to be free. We cannot beg. We have everything to our advantage. The terrain is ours. We are living there. We know it. We cannot lose again. Believe you me, we cannot. The world has moved on so much that there is no way we can lose. We are not terrorists. Those they gave Nigeria to are the ones who are terrorists. They are the ones killing us. And we must stop it. That's why we have Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring you the news. Not just the headlines, but the accompanying news summary. Then we open our lines for our people all over the world to not only speak their mind, but to acknowledge that indeed here we have Biafrans in Syracuse, here in Sicily. That you people are here, and you are doing magnificently well. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed without hesitation. We are reporting on this very day. It happens all the time. They are always striking. If not for one thing, it's for the other. But our headline today is that the Yoruba Committee on National Conference is saying it is a Christian agenda. We'll come to that later. They say it's a Christian agenda. We're also reporting that after wasting Anambra's money for many years, P2B is seeking international assistance for erosion. Half of the money he used to build the shopping mall, $15 billion in Abuja for Hausa people, he could have used for erosion. He spent your money, he ate the money. He used it to go and develop Hausa land. He's now looking for international effort to stop erosion. They say he's doing well. New Peng president, our strike is going to be worse than that of ASU. We shall find out why they have said that. And also, Boko Haram is now targeting villages as they claim army are now sweeping the main towns. And Valentine's Day tragedy as 26 persons are crushed to death in Enugu. Death will continue to be a portion until Biafra comes. Agana and Woko Obochi. People will keep dying until you go and get Biafra. We are also reporting that cattle rustlers attack two communities and kill 20 in Zamfara. Death all the time. ABGA is demanding immediate reopening of Lagos market, short in a bid to force traders to register for APC. That is a country they call one country. That is a so-called useless expired product they call one Nigeria. They are forcing you, who are the traders in Lagos, Igbo people, Biafran people, they are forcing you to register for APC or else you are finished. That's it. Join Boko Haram Islamic APC or you will not open your shop. They thought they were joking. Yoruba has enforced it. Has Jonathan sacked anybody for it? But the imbecile sacked Stella Odua for making sure that Enugu is an international airport. That's all. Yet Ohaneze kept quiet. Those useless, compromised people kept quiet. That is why bribery is not good. That is why accepting illicit funds can never be good for you. Once you take money from your oppressor, you have lost the moral imperative to complain. That's why they can't speak. Has Ohaneze spoken since they shut the market belonging to Igbo people? What is their job? Their job is to go and eat money and compromise like a bunch of lily-livered idiots, cowards. I don't know where they come from. Don't know where they come from. Your people are dying, they are suffering, nobody to their rescue, and they can't do anything. You either register for APC now, your business will be closed. ABGA can shout all they like. They can shout all they like. Nothing will come out of it. Where is Ohaneze? Where are they? Stella Odua sacked. They said nothing. Ihejirika sacked. They said nothing. Today, markets are being closed because you don't want to belong to Boko Haram. They are forcing you. We told you they will conquer you. Oh no, leave it, it's a joke. Okorocha is there working for them in Imo State. Imo State is virtually an Islamic emirate. It's an enclave of Islam. And people think, before we know it is over, it has come. Islam is not something you wait for to consume you. Because once it is established, you can no longer remove it. That is why you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. You either get Biafra and be free, or you get the zoo you're in. One Nigeria. You become Islamized. Jonathan cannot save you. Jonathan will board aircraft, take the family and run to Switzerland and live there. That's all he will do. And die in exile. That's the only thing he can do. Nothing more, nothing less. Those that believed in him, you can see how disappointed we all are with Jonathan at his behavior. Philosophical and ideological inconsistency. Our people are inconsistent. We abandon everything we believe in to follow other people. There is no belief in us. No belief whatsoever. Every small thing, you abandon what you believe in to pursue something else. We can't continue that way. We cannot. It's impossible. We are reporting today, as part of our news summary anyway, that Yoruba land has slowly but surely started to catch the religious intolerance bug. The APC leadership has previously been accused of being too Muslim or Islamic, and so is trying to sideline them. The other side does not, and I can't, I hate when English is not written properly. It is not proper, but we shall read it. They are complaining in Yoruba land. Yorubas are tolerant people, they are claiming. Their leaders should stop trying to sow religious division. The Yoruba Committee on National Conference, which met 2 days ago at Isararemo in Ogun State, home of elder statesman Sir Oluwan Ajayi, to strategize on the selection of delegates for the Southwest Zone, has been described as a questionable gathering. Some of the Yoruba leaders at the meeting were Sir Ajayi, the chief host, Chief Olufalaye, former presidential candidate, Mr. Tunji Braithwaite, Afanifere leader, Chief Ayo Adebanjo, Pastor Tunde Bakare, Bishop Bonigi, and Archbishop Ayo Ladi Bolu. An Islamic group, the Muslim Rights Concern, said it is unfortunate that there was no single Muslim leader among the prominent Yoruba leaders who attended the meeting. A statement by its director, Professor Ishak Akintola, said it gives room for suspicion. Such a gathering lacks balance. It is not only parochial, but also myopic. They should be able to look ahead. Are they saying that there are no Muslims in Yoruba land? Do you know all the evil that the Yorubas has ever done to you? That Chukwu Abiyama is going to pay them back. Do you know that? Yoruba is riven down the middle by those who are Muslims and those who are Christians. Yoruba is going to be plunged into a state of religious war from which they can never emerge from for eternity, for all the evil they have done against the children of God, the Biafrans. This is only the beginning. For the very first time, Yorubas are complaining that a gathering of their so-called leaders is made up of only Christians. They are in serious mess, and APC is there. The very militant, violent form of Islam, the Wahhabist sentiment, or those that follow the teachings of those of them that prescribe war as a means of conquest, is there to take over the Christian Yoruba land. Yorubas, I feel sorry for them. They are about to be paid back in their own coin for supporting evil. Evil is about to be visited upon them. This is only the beginning. They are disagreeing. They are saying that they called a meeting of only Christians, where are the Yoruba Muslims? That is APC, by which they mean Bola Ahmed Tinubu and Fashola. These are agents of violent Islam. the same brand of Islam preached by Othman Damfodio, the same brand of Islam that made it possible for the Fulanis to conquer the Hausa people. Most of you don't know that. That Hausas, we are great people. A civilization in their own right. Until the Fulanis came with their cattle. First with their cattle. And then the other ones followed. Those of them who were educated. And they organized armies and overthrew the Habe monarchies of the north. The same thing is going to happen in Yoruba land. The same way they took Ilorin, they will take each and every part of Yoruba land and convert it into an emirate. There is nothing they can do. They are born cowards anyway. Yorubas are natural born cowards. It's in their bones. Cowards they are. They are about to get their comeuppance at last. So that is what is happening in Yoruba land, part of the Zoological Republic. We are also reporting your dear governor, for those of you from Anambra, unfortunate enough to have had Peter Obi as your governor. The monument for erosion he could have used to build the environment, he used 15 billion of it to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja. When we attacked him, I attacked him personally for building that shopping mall. He gave a news conference and said, I am going to build another one in Awka. If those of you following Radio Biafra, he said, I'll build another one in Awka. Where is the shopping mall in Awka, Peter Obi? None. If you're from Anambra, from Biafra land, all of us, that money meant for the development of Anambra is now sunk in Abuja, in the largest shopping mall you have in West Africa, if not the whole of Africa. Owned by one man named Ebofuma, Onyema Ofuma. Stupidity is a disease. Ignorance is even worse. Is here now. So you don't know there is something called opportunity cost. You cannot spend the same 1 euro 2 times. Do you know that? You can't spend 1 euro on something and still spend that 1 euro on another thing. Do you know that? In economics, it's called opportunity cost. The money meant for erosion has been spent building an expensive, luxurious, and exclusive shopping mall for the rich in Abuja with your money. You can't afford to go there. It's like giving your money to a Yoruba pastor, and then you cannot go to Yoruba pastor university because you can't afford it. Peter Obi has built a shopping mall. And what is happening in Anambra? There is erosion. Erosion is sweeping Anambra to the side. The pictures are on Radio Biafra website. Go there, you will see it. We must continue. Governor Obi once again called on international organizations to come to the aid of Anambra State on tackling the menace of erosion in the state. He made the call yesterday at the Sakamori site on Isha while conducting the House of Representatives Committee on Erosion led by the chairman, Honorable Uche Ekwunife, around some erosion sites in the state. Governor Obi, who said that Anambra State had over 1,000 active erosion sites. Unbelievable. Some of which the state had worked or was working on, revealed that the work would commence on 12 other sites in a few days' time. He said the state had over 2 billion naira saved for the projects and expressed optimism that his successor would continue along the same path. As if he has done something. If he has done something, why do you still have erosion? And some of you don't know the meaning of erosion, do you? Do you know the meaning of erosion? Mbuze? Do you know what it does, apart from destroying houses and roads? Do you know what it does? You don't know. It washes away the topsoil, so you cannot farm anymore. Your community will become infertile. Do you know that? Erosion washes away the topsoil. You cannot plant unless you have a topsoil. If you're traveling along a road, you look at those borrow pits. You know where they go and take sand to build roads. Do you see anything growing on it? It's red earth, laterite. You see, nothing will grow on it because there is no topsoil. Where you have a few scattering of plants and shrubs, you know that somehow wind has carried some form of topsoil or debris and deposited there to allow something to germinate on it. Some of us went to school to study. Although I'm not an expert in agriculture, but I know this. That's what erosion does. then that tomatoes and watermelon you eat from the north that they contaminate, why people are dying in your villages, will even be brought in more. That is why people are dying. Don't you know that? They poison your food from the north. You eat and you die. In your village this night, there are over 8 people dead. If you like, call home and ask your mom or your dad or your uncle. Ask them, how many dead bodies do we have in the village? They will tell you. Emmanuel, our PRO here in Italy, said to me that the mom said, if you come home, you keep attending to people who are bereaved. That by the time you finish, in fact, you will not even finish it before, until you go back. Why are they dying? Why are our people dying? Do we ask that question? This is it. No topsoil. You go and eat imported food and they kill you. So erosion is not just about the economic inconvenience of having no good roads or destruction of properties. There is another component to it. You are not able to farm in those communities. Peter Obi said 1,000 active sites in Anambra alone. That means that there are 1,000 villages where you cannot farm in certain areas. That's what it means in simple logic, in simple English. Where is the money meant for this very project? Where is it? In a shopping mall in Abuja. So for you to use that shopping mall from Abuja, from Anambra, you board a bus or take a plane to Abuja to go and shop at Peter Obi's shopping mall. After then, you come back to Anambra. And then you find out that erosion has cut your village into two. You cannot go back to your house anymore. And people tell me that they are doing well. That these men are civilized. Unbelievable. We must continue. The Nigerian Union of Petroleum and National Gas Workers has threatened to embark on strike if the ongoing divestment in oil sector by some multinationals was not halted. Mr. Igwe Aluche, the president of NUPENG, said this in an interview with the news agency of the Zoo in Abuja on Friday. Atuche, I must say, deplored the ongoing divestment, saying it was intended to sabotage the federal government's efforts to reposition the petroleum sector. He said that the situation had raised concerns about the sincerity of the government to refocus the sector. Atuche urged the government to demonstrate its resolve on the issues by checking the divestment trend. People speak English, they don't understand. Divestment. What is the meaning of that? I know investment when it comes to economics. I've lived in England for very many years. I have never heard of the word, useless word, divestment when it comes to economic development of your country. You talk about investment. Or is he talking about investing money in developing other subsectors of the industry? Divestment in what? They are selling the refineries. We've told them, if you buy any refinery, you are wasting your money. You are wasting your money. You might as well not buy it. People should follow Shell and the rest and sell up your investments and go. When we get Biafra, you come back and continue from where you stopped, because we don't have the technology right now to go and get oil from the ground, and we need inward investments from Britain, from China, from USA, from Russia. We want people to invest. It is called inward investment. You get them to invest in Biafra land so that the economy can grow and employ people. That's what we're going to do. We will run a free, open economy, laissez-faire economy, that will allow us to grow exponentially and meet the needs of our people, especially those of them graduating, so that their bodies will not be lying at the bottom of the sea, of Mediterranean. We don't want to see that. And for them to stop dying on the sea and in the desert, we need to get them meaningful employment. And how do you do that? It's by manufacturing goods and services that people want to buy. I don't want to teach them economics. It's my forte. That's what I read. I'm a political economist. I don't want to teach them. I have no intention of teaching them. We must make it very, very clear. I think that child is going to be a presenter when he grows up. He will host Radio Biafra one day. He wants to speak. He wants to speak. I will give the microphone very shortly. Has something to say. Exactly. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. New Peng is talking about divestment. I don't know what it means. I know about investment. And we are also bringing to your attention that facing a crackdown by the military in the cities, Islamic militants are targeting villages in the northeast, killing about 160 people. Every day, people are dying. Some of your daughters have been taken away from their schools in the north, never to be seen again. They have been taken to be raped and ravaged by Islamic, very filthy, dirty people. By the time they come back, they will probably be diseased and dead. That is your portion for being in a place where you are not supposed to be. Anybody still resident in the north is a fool. A very big fool. If they die, I don't feel sorry for them. They have killed 160 people. Only this year alone, they are claiming, of course, the figure has been revised downwards, not to inflate any emotions. Do you know that people dying are human beings? Remember, I wonder about now we're here. Do you know these are people like you who are dying? Some of you came through the desert, swam through the Mediterranean, and saw people die in the process. The same people are being killed. People are dying where you come from. There is no compulsion. People are not moved by the plight, the suffering of other people. That is why, or that was part of the reason why Chukwuebem abandoned us. When you saw slaves being sold at Aruchukwu, at Ahiagbagwenu, Zakole, at Nkanu, in Enugu State, when they come to take slaves, you know the houses were buying us as slaves, you know that? And selling to the Arabs. And the Arabs will sell to the Portuguese. The Portuguese would then sell to other Europeans. When the Europeans discovered that there is a group of people selling their own people, they came direct to vacuum the whole place up. A ship would dock in brass from Liverpool and clear an entire village. Free people turned captives, turned into slaves all over the world. Your people. The same thing is happening now. People are dying and nobody gives a damn about it. That is one thing about black people I find astonishing. When other people are suffering, you don't feel it. You don't feel it. We can't allow such a thing to continue happening because we are Biafrans. And this is Radio Biafra. We must stop Boko Haram in all that they are doing. The only way to stop them is to get Biafra. Once you get Biafra, they can't come in. They can't kill you anymore. How can they come in? They cannot come in. They can't. We ring fence our land, our country. That fence you love doing, now is the time to build it. All around Biafra. Now is the time to build it. And we must continue. The Valentine's Day celebration turned sour in Enugu on Thursday as no fewer than 28 persons were crushed to death at Oji River Junction in Enugu State. Who doesn't know Oji River? Where you have the people begging, Oji River Junction, crushed to death, 28 people on Valentine. That never happened any other place in the zoo. In Biafra land, it happened. On a day that people claim they are doing love and joy, 28 of your people were crushed to death. The same Anambra, every time a vehicle with the brake will fail, people will die. All the time. Every 4 months, it will happen. Mark it from yesterday. Give it 4 more months, the same thing will happen again. Mass death, where you come from. Because you are in Nigeria, Chukwuebem will look the other way as you continue to die till you come to your senses that only Biafra can give you hope. They have died at that very junction. Cattle rustlers attacked two communities and killed 20 in Zamfara. The death is continuing in Zamfara. As Boko Haram are killing, other people, Fulanis are killing. Cattle rustlers are, everybody is killing each other. And they say, why? It's not even a zoo. It's worse than a zoo. At least in a zoo, you're in your own cage. Here they have been released. This is the gift of Britain to our people. Go and kill yourselves, you black savages. That's what they sneer at us. They go and they drink their tea in very posh, fine buildings like this. They say those are African savages. They are people who are not worthy to be considered as civilized. Let them go and kill themselves. And sometimes we oblige them. It doesn't occur to people to say, no, we cannot continue this way. We have to think differently, like them. No, we don't, because we are inconsistent both philosophically and ideologically. We don't hold on to anything for long. Some of you, if you pursue Biafra for 2-3 days, if it doesn't come, because of trader mentality, buying and selling, you say, nah, you look for something else to do. You look for another prophet to pursue, and that is unacceptable. Not acceptable. Abga is complaining. They are demanding the immediate reopening of Lagos market. Have you ever seen anywhere on this earth where a political party will come and say, I am in power. You either join me or you close down. But it's happening in the zoo. That is the country that Britain wants us to remain as one. When Scotland, which is part of Britain, has been given the choice to decide if they want to stay or to go. So a Scottish person is better than you. A Scottish person is a human being, but you're an animal. You see, you are niggers to them. You don't have any brain, you don't know anything. So you don't even know what freedom is. So Scottish people can get the chance to decide, but not you. You are not worthy. And yet our people don't see it. They cannot reason. If they are not afraid, let them give us a referendum tomorrow. I promise them that not only that, even people of Benue will join us. Even Edo will join us. That is the news for today, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from a place called Syracuse here in Sicily, in the southernmost part of Italy. And with the time now, approximately, it should be, it's 8 p.m. here, isn't it? 8 p.m. here in Sicily. 8 p.m. in Biafra land, but 7 p.m. in London. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Before our lines open, I will go around here to ask our people. This is their radio station, and they own it. If they decide we should take calls, we take. If they say no, we can't take any calls. We have brought Radio Biafra to them, and we must, and I repeat, we must make it abundantly clear that anybody calling us, please turn your system down. Let me see if the barrister can join us. I want to see if the barrister can join us. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that is Barrister Mamezu with us. Please acknowledge the ever wonderful presence of Biafra all over the world, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, people in, what do you call it again, Syracuse?
It's the same thing, anything you call it. Syracuse, anything, it is the same as in Sicily.
Syracuse. I greet all of you for welcoming Director. You are not just welcoming him as an individual. You are welcoming the whole Biafran all over the world. We are very grateful for the entertainment. He has given all of you a big accolade that you are special, that you are very good, that you've shown him some kind of encouragement, and you've all shown it to the whole Biafran, our listeners, and those who've got the interest in Biafra restoration. Fellow Biafrans, I take this opportunity to greet all of you. Whether you are east, west, or south, or north, we bring you close today to discuss the same thing. What is it that we discuss every day? The restoration of Biafra. We have only one agenda, single agenda in all we discuss here on Radio Biafra. I am somewhere, and if you listen carefully, you will hear some kind of following. Even once I told you that I'll see you, I'll ring in at so time. I started listening from 6 o'clock, but not opportune to call straight away. But in the end, I have to jump in because anything Biafra is central in my heart. All of you are doing the same. We thank you for your listenership. We thank you for the support you give into Radio Biafra, that we should carry on this particular light to make it shine in Biafra land. And we will not let you down. All we need is your support, your unquenchable support, your unshakable support, and the support of God-given masses. That's all we need from you to help us get our transmitter home so that all this rubbish in the zoo will be halted. For a Yoruba man to determine who are the people in the market, the Biafrans, the Igbos, join APC or nothing will happen. But good luck is there as the president. He will not interfere. He will not interfere. I need somebody I trust so much, believing in him, that he can do something. But all we are seeing is releasing Boko Haram, giving them money. Boko Haram in turn are now using SUV, a big vehicle with their ammunition, killing our people And of course, Lord Jonathan told us that he's not going to compensate the victims. Who are the victims? The same Biafrans. When you look at this, you tend to find and ask, is Jonathan a Biafran? Or is he one of those? It's arguable. We are still investigating. My people, wherever you are, one day all your suffrage will end. The whole of all this problem, kill today, kill tomorrow, it will surely end one day, because that's what we are all working towards. We want to end it. The zoological wickedness on Biafrans must end one day. You wake up, you are now in Biafra land. You wake up, you are a free individual. That's what all of us are working on. And we cannot cease until Biafra is restored. That is why the director is moving up and down, going everywhere, Italy, France, Rome. He's been to Japan, he's been to, China. He's been to the whole Malaysia, all around. Germany. That is all he's doing. If he's behaving like others, the guy's got something to do. He's got a job that could have kept him going until the day he dies. But no, he abandoned it and started preaching about Biafra. Some people see it and find it funny. Some people see we are wasting our time. Others see it that maybe we have something we are getting in it. But the good, reasonable, good thinking and well-meaning Biafrans, our good friends, and those who support what we are doing, we see that we are seeking for our freedom. That no matter what you get, there's nothing you can get more than freedom. The reason why the Indians are progressing because they refused to be taken into slaves by the British. The British killed them and they killed the British. You will not enslave us. The reason why black people are enslaved is because we are too fake. We are easily deceived. Our brain can easily be troubled down. Our brain can, I can come up now and tell you that Igbo and Anambra, they are not happy. They are fighting. Some people will buy it. I can turn around and say, Umuahia and Aba, they are having some kind of friction. A lot of people will buy it. They will put fire. They start fighting. We are so fake that ordinary money, well, what good luck is doing? The whole criminals in Ohanaeze, they have been given money. Whatever good luck does, they cannot challenge him because he is their godfather who is providing for them. Could you understand? How we wish we have somebody from the Biafra land to rule Nigeria. He's been ruling Nigeria. What has he done? Instead, he's damaging our people. I feel very bad. Director, let me stop somewhere. I am still where I am, but my heart is still where you are. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Barrister Mamezu, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, who has kindly joined us to give us his perspective, I must say, his opinion, his understanding about the news that we are presenting today. I have said it. I said it when I was an undergraduate in England. I went to London Guildhall University, now named London Metropolitan. And I used to say to them that there is something wrong with us. I don't know why black... I can't understand it, you know. If I was around during the time of slavery, they wouldn't have taken me alive. I would have preferred death to going to serve another person. I won't take it, to be honest with you. I cannot. Do you know that the native Indians in America, they wanted to convert them to slaves. They will take them. They will come and say, work for me. Once you turn your back, you put a knife inside your back. They stopped calling them anymore. They stopped cutting them off as slaves. But you take black people from Africa. They say, oh yes, anywhere you tell us to go, let's go. We put our faith in somebody. They will rescue us. My Lord will set me free. Who told you that? Are you not a human being as they are? Don't they bleed as you bleed? Don't they bleed as you bleed? Are they going to live forever? Anybody that tries to enslave you, you have every moral duty to kill that person. Every moral duty to kill that person. We want peace. That is true. We don't want to go to war. We're not doing anything with war. But we are prepared for them. They are preparing their children. There are pictures here I'm looking at, somebody have sent. And they know they are training their kids with AK-47 to prepare for your total conquest next year if they don't win. That is why I said to you that Jonathan will die between now and next year, or he will not run. Two things will happen. Jonathan cannot be president of the zoo next year. Impossible. Impossible.
They will kill him in office, or he will cowardly relinquish his position. He's a fool, an absolute fool. He doesn't learn from history. And history has a funny way of repeating itself. The same thing Kakamfa Afanja did with Ilorin, and the Fulani people took over Ilorin, is what Rotas Okorocha is doing. The same thing has happened before, many, many years ago. Today, history is repeating itself. He's going to call APs to help him deliver him from his own people. And in the process, you get Hausa commissioners. All the hospitals in Imo State handed over to Muslims to run. And if you go there, you will die. And what are we doing about it? Somebody saying, why do they want Biafra? These are people who are foolish. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will soon open. I will go here. I don't know if the coordinator here has anything to say. I don't know if our coordinator here in Syracuse has something to say as well. The floor is open. You can say whatever you want to say. The world is listening. Anything you have to say. This is Radio Biafra. We are here. This is your opportunity. Not next time you say, I couldn't get through on the line. The line was congested. Now is the time to say that thing on your mind so that the world will hear and respond to it, please. Who has something to say? All you have to do is to raise up your hand and indicate your interest to speak. And the microphone will be made available to you. And you shall speak. And over 5 million people will listen to you. Do you want to say something first or him? Whoever, however you want it, please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafran all over the world. We thank you for your brave and fearless heart to restore your fatherland that enemy have taken from you. This is the time to rise up and take what belongs to us. But first of all, we want to thank the rector and we are welcoming him here in Syracuse, or Syracuse in Italy, as you may call it. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. And we thank the whole Radio Biafra board. We're giving them praise and all praise to God because they are willing to be used by God for this great work. Because this is the time all of us should rise up and take what belongs to us. So here in Syracuse, in Sicily, I must start by saying, I am Wesim Chijoke Ogugwa from Teje in Omambala, Biafra land. The representative of Sicily, because here we have three coordinating units.
Yes.
One in Syracuse, two in Ragusa, which is John, and here in Syracuse we have one, Abomma, and in Palermo, which is the capital of Sicily, the second largest zoo in the world after Zoological Republic of Nigeria. The second one is here in Sicily. Because they themselves are domed by the Italians. They are not Italian. They have their own freedom. But these people overpower them, unlike us. Because the enemy in the zoo did not empower us. Did not overpower us. But we are domed by the power of the Almighty. Because we have gone away from him. Our creator. Only whom we should be worshipping. We have followed the way of the oligarchy in Nigeria. In the zoo. That is why God enslaved us to suffer us for many years before we will realize ourselves. Because you must know your history. You must go back to the Bible and see how God punished the Israelites whenever they get away from them. Even the common imbecile can enslave them by the word of prophets. But when they say, Father, we have offended you, who is that enemy? Today, we are about to go to the world in 30th of this month, the May, to say, God, we have offended you, then everything shall follow. Because the Almighty God must listen to us that day.
He has to.
He must listen to us.
Must. Okay, must.
Because he has promised us that whenever we come back to him, he will actually come back to us. Because he must use us. I want to show you, Biafra, all over the world, this is the time. What Zeke could not do. Because today, in time of Zeke, broken bottle has no megawatterism, but today we have what it takes to megawatterize every megawatterism in our time. Because we have somebody which God wants to use, which God is using to give us what we want. So you have to wake up. We cannot do it alone without your support. He wants you physically, he wants you financially, he wants you to come out in any way to take what belongs to us. If I personally have died in desert, Is it not better for me to go and fight and face whoever that is enslaving us in that zoo than to die in the desert where you see people dying in your presence? You see people drowning in the sea just to come to Europe, whereby God has given us what Europeans don't have, even water or feet. Why not wake up? Why not rise up? Why not do this in our own time, that the glory may go to the God Almighty? Let us wake up, Biafrans, all over the world, wherever you are. Wake up. Wake up that the God Almighty will bless us because he has promised us that land, which is Biafra, which nobody will rule. Because I want to tell you, I personally, I will be satisfied in getting Biafra, as our director used to say, the Biafra that will stand in truth and honesty. But again, I must tell you that I'm not only content in that, I'm not satisfied in that alone, without punishing back the enemy. Because if I tell you my own story personally, you will not believe me, which I don't easily say, my own personally in my family. Because I must go war to war and punish the enemy back, because whenever God punished the Israelites, the same Israelite, he used the enemy to enslave. He will still use the same Israelite to go around and begin to punish all those enemies one by one, whenever I give them the freedom. So whether the zoo, they like it or not, we are coming in by force. Because when irresistible force meets an unmovable object, there must be catastrophe. And we are that irresistible force. Whatever the object must suffer, it is not the irresistible force. The subject must suffer it. And that zoo is the subject. They will suffer it. They are seemingly irresistible. They are seen unmovable object. But we overcome them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, fellow Biafrans. May God bless you as you listen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are live in Syracuse here in Sicily on the southernmost part of Italy. It's an island. I saw Mount Etna on my way from the airport and it's still smoking. It's still smoldering. That is the way that Biafra has been smoldering. It was not entirely extinguished. That was what Ojukwu meant by that no army or no force can defeat Biafra. You know, our people are no longer used to seeing things in the spirit. What he was saying is that though we may be on the brink of disaster and of losing that very battle, the overall war we cannot lose. This was exactly what he was talking about, this gathering here today in Sicily. Some of you here were not born when the war was fought. But there is a spirit inside you telling you that you have to be free and that your land is Biafra. That is why you are here. That is why everybody wants to go back. That is why, despite all your suffering, despite all your pain, despite all the difficulty you went through, some of you through the desert, some of you having swum through the Mediterranean, you are here today alive. The reason why I have respect for most of you here in the southern Mediterranean is because of all, despite all you went through, despite everything that you went through, you are still here today discussing Biafra. It's amazing. It's amazing. That is why I respect and I love you people so much. Those of you in Spain, those of you in Italy, those of you in Portugal, I have so much regard for you. Those of you in Malaysia, despite the fact that you jump from the 19th floor, some of them are dying, they are diehard Biafrans. You went through the desert. You swam through the Mediterranean. Some of you rescued with helicopters. But you're here today pursuing Biafra. How about those of them that got scholarship to go to America and to go to England? What happened to them? They are not interested. But despite your suffering, you don't want other people to suffer the same way you suffered to get here. That is all. That is why you are human beings of a special class and special species. That is why you are different. That is why you deserve our respect. That is why you deserve our honor. That is why you deserve our love. That you went through something bad. The reason why some of you are pursuing Biafra, as I understand it, as I've been told, is that let other people not witness what we witnessed in the desert. Let the next generation not have to swim through the Mediterranean in search of a better life. They are there at the bottom of the sea. Anytime you look at this Mediterranean, your friends, your mates at the bottom of the sea, they are dead. They are there. And you're alive. The only regard, the only honor you will give to them is to get Biafra.
that other people may not end up like them. That's all you can do for them. And that is the only lasting testimony that you have to do in their honor. We are grateful to have people like you around Biafrans. Anyway, the next person, please. The next person.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, the fellow Biafran all over the world. As I have told you before, I am the coordinator of Sarakusa, Pastor Aboma Ajuwe Nwachukwu. As I told you yesterday, we have not come here to criticize the director or to bombard him with some unnecessary questions. But we have come to receive him, to share the knowledge the Lord has given to us towards the victory of this our struggle. Therefore, I'm using this ample opportunity to appeal to every one of you who want to use some spirit of confusion to destabilize this struggle. This struggle is ordained. There is nothing human being can do about it. There is a pain and a burden in me to see that the supposed ripest moment is turned to be the worst encounter. There is pain, great pain inside me to see that the supposed delivery room is turned to be a dangerous mortuary. That the supposed time of peace is turned to be the time of bloodshed. Therefore, I am still using this opportunity to appeal to my fellow Biafrans to stop focusing on the rising storm. Instead, begin to see the rising sun and begin to rejoice. There is a witness that I want to share to you, an experience I got in the desert. A situation where the promised daughters were raped because they were running back to their slave masters. They were raped by the soldiers of the uncircumcised. As I used to tell my friends, we have a covenant with God. And that is enough strategy for you to subdue your enemy. Because you are created to be creative. You are ordained to destroy your enemies. It is really very painful. I cried in the middle of the night when I saw the promised daughters being forced and raped by the soldiers in the desert. The uncircumcised soldiers that have no covenant with God, pouring water, cold water on our daughters in the cold winter. Because they were tired of the situation in the zoo. It is a shame that the youth have fled out of the country to meet the slave masters. But this is the time for us to stop and say it is enough. We are going back to possess our possessions. Therefore, I'm using this opportunity to tell every one of you, if you don't have the spirit of freedom, If you are not a freedom fighter and you have another thing in your mind, I want to tell you that we are not ready to accommodate any Python covetous Moses. Yes, we need justice, men of truth, because the spirit of truth is in us. Therefore, whenever we notice any Python covetous Moses, we have nothing to do against that, to doff that crown of injustice, that crown of embezzlement. That is why I don't want to partake in the political pollution in the zoo. A situation where the good citizen are voting for the bad citizen. That will give us a negative result, and that is what we are passing through. When the children, the sons and daughters of promise are running away to the slave masters, and their parents are rejoicing because they see it as an opportunity to embezzle more, because there is no youth that will rise to question them. But today is a great day. Through our wonderful brother, this is the moment, the time for the youth to rise up and say it's enough. And I want to tell you, if you want to come out boldly. Because acting passively to an unjust situation makes the oppressed more wicked than the oppressors. Evil is evil. This is time to call evil, evil. It is no time to pet injustice. Therefore, we need to be active in this struggle. And I want to tell you again, as promised children, we cannot do without our God. Very, very impossible. Therefore, it is time to report our problem, our cry to God, so that God himself will touch and break every hand that is holding this freedom. And I want to say, if we fast and pray to God, it is very, very possible, very, very possible, because with God all things are possible, to have our freedom without bloodshed. It is very, very possible to disappoint the blood-shedding demons. And I want to tell you that even if we say we want to fight, since Arakusa people are involved, we are not going to spend only the money of Ojukwu father. The youth, their eyes are open. Many people will spend their voice, their cash, and their strength. And the victory will belong to us. And the victory belongs to us in Jesus' name. And I want to tell you that I am seeing an exodus of beggars trooping to the east if the victory comes through war. Because we are children of victory. We are children of promise. If we fight and conquer, we will spend our wealth in feeding the uncircumcised children for donkeys of years. We are not like them that refuse to develop our states. We will feed their children. We will cater for them. That is why we should pray for peace to reign and for us to have our freedom without bloodshed. Therefore, we should be busy doing something, because we are too big to be busy doing nothing. Thank you and remain blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you very much. You have spoken, like a pastor, somebody who is filled with the Spirit, and we welcome your ministration. We are not like other people. Let no one tell you that we are like any other group of freedom fighters. No, we are not. We are not like them. We are the chosen people of God. We are the children of the Most High. The same way that uncircumcised people do their things is not how we are going to do it. We are going to do it through scriptural edicts, the way it has been ordained from time immemorial. If anybody else here has something to say, they must say so. But in keeping with our ways, we must open our lines to allow some people to speak. Our listeners all over the world are also welcome. And once again, the number to call remains +39 389 446 0372. I repeat, +39 389 446 0372. This is Radio Biafra, and also, if we may ask, if we may remind you that our Skype line is open, it is simply Radio Biafra. That's all. If you call us, we shall receive your call, and we shall, of course, give you the platform to address millions of Biafrans and friends of Biafra all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. Who else here has something to say, please, if you may? Give to the lady. But before she comes in, let's give her the microphone, then let's take this call first. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. No, they have gone. Please, my dear sister, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Angel Nora Nine Jacobs. I am here residing in Italy, in Siracusa to be precisely. In this race of Biafra, when I was listening to the broadcast, there is something that interests me so much in this fight for freedom. And I went in search of really explaining and want to really know what this freedom is all about. Because I don't think that some of us really know what is freedom. In my own view, I said it's the act or right to act, speak or think as one wants. The state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. In my own view, freedom has so many meanings. Liberty, liberation, release, emancipation, deliverance, delivery, discharge, amnesty from the shackles of poverty, sufferings, and death. Freedom cannot be defined except through an analysis of restrictions on human actions.
Yes.
So, what we should be concerned now is ending the marginalization of the people of Biafrans. The killing of our people that are still in the north that refuse to come back. I don't know what they are doing there. Maybe there are a lot of dollars and pounds in that country. Because when I passed through there, when I was coming, I passed through Niger. I came through the sea. I stayed in the sea for 7 days, no water, no food. I'm a graduate of business administration. I came out with flying colors, second class in Ambusali University, and I have no job. Oh, in Mamadona, Nigeria. If you don't know people in Nigeria, you don't have no job in Nigeria. So I had to go into Niger and Agadez and Duruku. I flied a very mighty building called a giant big lorry. I ended up here through the sea, and I'm here now. I think when I was coming here, I thought that running away from that country, that zoo. I don't know that when I'm still coming here, I'm still going to be enslaved. So we should be concerned here of the killing of our people in the north. We are not well represented. We are the lifeblood of the country. We are the makers, the movers, and the shakers of that so-called country they call the zoo. But still, we are not well represented. So this fight of freedom should also, in each and every one, we should also take it as a very serious affair. It is not for fun. it is not for play, because me, I want to go back to my country called Biafra, and I want to get a good job. I don't want to remain like the Takelawis that begs for arms. So, wish you all endeavor to put on our strength. Like in the zoo today, there's PDP, many parties, they make an election. I have been there, I have never voted for anybody. Because if I vote, I did not vote, somebody will still win. Before the election, we all already know who will win. So there is no need. My rights are not being recognized. They say they have something they call the Constitution. And according to people that went to school, they say Constitution is the first rule and custom by which a country or a place is governed.
That's correct.
And I don't think those people, they come, they change up, they don't even know what is Constitution.
They don't.
They also change the Constitution, the wills, to suit their own selfish ends. When a poor man is sick in the zoo, you go and patronize the Agbo sellers. Yoruba call it Agbo sellers. We Igbo call it Ogwebai. Or we go to the roadside chemist. But they that are voted into power, they fly abroad. They take all good treatments. Take their children to the best schools. But we, the poor, we still remain poor. And the rich are getting rich. Imagine when you were reading the bulletin in the news. We, Biafrans, are known as the lifeblood of the nation. And imagine the APC.
Yeah, speak with the... You're speaking very well. Yeah, go
imagine the APC now. We are now begging rights, asking for the rights of the APC, for we that are the livelihood of that country to be represented. Again, we have to go and buy a ticket so that we can trade in that place, that market that belongs to us again.
Exactly.
I don't know what we are going to do about it. So, the collective responsibility of we succeeding and winning this Biafra is in our own hands, each and every one of us. If we make a good decisions, it suits us all. But if there is a bad decision, there it is trouble. And also, there is an issue that always bothered me when we were talking about the beginning of this Biafra in the broadcast. I was following you. There was a time I told my friend one day, I said, this Jonathan, I call him Mrs. Jonathan. I refer to him as Mrs. Jonathan because even the late Margaret Thatcher makes decision more than Jonathan. I don't know why he's scared of making decision that will suit us.
He's a coward.
He just end up doing things. Today you see him, he changes. The next day he changes like a chameleon. Sacking people here and there. We are talking of marginalization. He himself from our own, again there, is now sitting on top of our head. I call him Mrs. because he's not even good to even make a good president. He's not even there. He's not representing us in a very good way, in which I would say. The death toll will continue rising. We have come, we the Biafrans have come. We go nowhere again. We are here, and we are here, and we are going to occupy more space until no spaces are there.
Thank
for
you.
The Fulani and the Hausa and Yoruba people, I call them the catalyst. In science, we refer catalyst as something that allows reaction but does not take part in the main event. Their own is to go there, gemuli kobula mumulu. They do it and they run away.
Yes.
And when the war comes, they look for somebody to wage.
Exactly.
That is just their art.
Yes.
So in this art, we are not going to sit by and watch them marginalize us again. Never. We say no.
Never.
No more to slavery. And when I am going back to Biafra, I am not going back to any Onochas or European. Because when they came with the Bible. They came, they carried our people as slaves. They took them away. They killed some. They took them away. The most powerful ones, they took them as slaves. And today, we are still suffering from the hands of the British. So, for the support, just as the barrister said, in the olden days when Ojukwu was alive, before the advent of this war, shoemakers were using shoes to make shoes, boots for our army, for Biafran's army. The tailors were also using any type of clothes to sew. Every contributions were done in our land. Here we are, we all are one, because we are all Biafrans. So we should come out in mass. Anything we have, just like the barrister said, what should be our main concern is to support in the winning of this Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, well, well. A round of applause, for goodness sake. That is not very easy. Very, very formidable and well delivered. That is why I like our women. They are more stronger than the men. For those of you who do not know, the only people to come out to confront the white people when they came, the British, were Igbo women, Biafran women. Biafran women. From 1915. The Ohu riots of 1915. Biafran women. 1929, Aba, Biafran women. All over the place. In 1947, Cole at Enugu, Biafran women. And that is why we want them to be at the forefront of this struggle. And you see what will happen. If it was a Biafran woman doing what Owasrike has been doing since, Biafra would have come 12 months from the day she would declare Biafra. They are very, very strong. White people ask me, they say, oh, you don't treat your women very well. I said, you're mad. Have you been to my village before? When a woman is talking, does a man speak? Mama Gepotan is in a temple. Does your father come out? He can't come out. They are the ones that own the place. It's a woman that decides if your name will live long or if it will die off. It's in her gift, not yours. Our women are formidable. Look at what she suffered, a graduate. If she was born to a Hausa Fulani man with her education and her eloquence, she'll be managing NTA today. The whole of NTA. She will be shopping in Dubai, wearing the most expensive gadgets money can buy. But because she is Biafran, the parents suffered to put her through school, and she had to suffer to survive. Imagine if they had killed her en route to this place, through the desert, and then swimming through the sea. And after going through all of that, she did not say, oh, I've left that useless place. Let them do with it whatever they like. She is still fighting that life may be better for others so they don't come. So you see why you people are very special to me and to the rest of the whole world, all Biafrans listening. Those of you who are here are very, very special to us. Extremely special. You cannot begin to imagine how special you are to us. We must open our lines and take a few calls before we go back to go and continue with what you're saying. I love this place. I told you before. Not just because I have the most perfect view I've ever seen before, staying in an hotel. And I've stayed in many hotels, believe you me. This is spectacular. Spectacular view. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can hear you.
Please turn your system down if you're speaking to us. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Speak to us. Turn your system down, please.
Yes, my system is down now. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, and so is the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Okay, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Judith Nenambakwe. I'm calling from Cork Island.
You're calling from Cork in Ireland. Thank you very much. We welcome you. Please go ahead. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, yes, I can, Director.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would want to thank very courageous barrister Imam Mezu, and look for information concerning Biafra.
Yes, your line is not very stable, but you can continue. Go on and say what you want to say. Don't stop. Just keep saying it. Maybe it will be better that way. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to say is that I actually agree with our sister who just spoke now. She just made a whole lot of sense in what she said. Biafrans, we are scattered abroad and suffering a lot. We have shed a lot of tears. Tears have dried from our eyes. We can't cry no more. We are now shedding blood by way of mass slaughter. Much. And if this blood dries, what else should we shed?
Bone.
What else are we going to shed? When this blood we have, when it finishes, what else are we going to shed? Biafrans have suffered a lot. And it is time for us to go. It is only a witch. It is only a fool that will not hear this call for life. It is only a fool who will not hear this call for life and remain hidden. We are all scattered everywhere. I know that some people are saying, oh, I don't have paper. If I come out now, the authority... And so what? I borrow a leaf from our barrister who says he wishes that we are deported. I now kind of understand what he means by that. Because it is only when that happens that most of us who are hiding and saying what's going to happen to us now, it is only when they are deported that come out collectively to know what is facing us. We have suffered enough. God has punished us enough. And then we can't stay in this foreign land. What else are we doing here? Like my sister said, when she ran away from that zoo, thinking that she's going to get it all fine and good here, not knowing that she was jumping from her. So there's no problem. So I'm calling on Biafrans all over the world. Come out en masse. Come out en masse. God is ready to deliver us. Because when things are at the peak of its time, like at this time, this is the time that God can deliver you. When you come out and own up to yourself and say, oh God, I know I have sinned. Oh Lord, we have sinned. I have heard stories about how when a human being is buried alive with the chief, for atrocity, it is even better than that. Who knows where our problems are coming from? Those who claim that they are part of us and then they are in politics are not representing us well. Now, what then are we waiting for? Can there not be any good thing? Can any good thing not just come out?
It will, because we have started it. You have started it. And because our women are now behind us, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. Nen, I'm very grateful for your call. Cork is very strong in Ireland. You people must continue to do what you're doing. Our women in Ireland are phenomenally very, very strong. And we welcome all your efforts. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Director. I also want to thank the Italians for the way they are hosting you and carrying on with the program. My prayer is to you, Director, that no hair will fall out of your hair. Our good Lord will protect you. He will guide you. He will provide for you. Nobody will touch Den Namdi. If anything happened to Den Namdi, the whole zoo is finished. But nothing shall happen to you. I have great faith. Do you know that in every generation, there is always a history? A history is about to be born. A history is about to be created. And that history is going to happen in my generation. That history is that there is going to be a great exodus all over the world, Biafrans, wherever they are. We will go home by air. We will go home by sea. We will go home by land. If we will disappear and find ourselves in Biafra, that will happen.
He said.
It will happen.
Thank you very much.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you, Director.
And you too, my dear sister. You see how we are going, how formidable we are. Exceptionally formidable. Nothing is going to stop us. Nothing. Do we have a caller on the phone? Or have they've gone? People are calling us all the time. We must continue to take their calls. Who else is here that wants to speak, please? Who wants to speak? Please give me the microphone. We have a caller on Skype as well. Hold on to the microphone. I'll come to you in a minute. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, I'm speaking to you. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
You are very far away from your system. We've had this problem before. Your microphone is very low. We can't hear you very well. Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chinye Njiribako from Akabo Ikedru Local Government in Imo State.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to say thank you very much for coming down to us down here in Italy. We are very grateful. And I want to also say thank you to my lovely sisters that spoke before I went through the line. Yes, indeed, it has been a struggle of life, a struggle of death. But if we have to die in order to get Biafra, I think it is worth dying for. Director, I thank God you are here in Europe with us. You've seen what our people, most of our people, our Biafran family are going through. The first time I went to Rome, I saw some of our families. They don't have life. They've given up on themselves. It's like they are waiting for death to come and let them just die and go. Now I'm using this media, this opportunity, to tell them that there is hope. You don't have paper is not an excuse. You don't have anybody that will see you through is not an excuse. We are Biafrans. We will stand for you. You did not communicate.
Hello? That's an Italian line. Where's it cutting off? You know, there was a lot of signal problem in Napoli. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you live and direct.
Yes, please move about a bit because where you are, the signal, I don't know if it's from us here, the signal is not perfect. And repeat the last sentence you made, please. Go ahead.
I said I was talking about some of our people here, our beautiful families that are hopeless. No job, no means of livelihood. They have resorted to death on daily basis. When you ask some of them to come, and they will tell you, no, I can't come out because I don't have paper. I can't come out because I don't want to be deported. You don't want to be deported, yet you don't have a means of livelihood. You don't want to be deported, you don't have anything good doing. You don't want to be deported, life here for you is as better as being dead. Now, your country, our country, Biafra, is calling you out now to come and join this struggle, to come and join this race, to come and join this fight, this battle, free ourselves from this shackles of bondage. You are saying that you don't have paper. We, Biafrans, we are able. We are formidable, according to you, Director. Well, I want all those ones that don't have paper, that are scared in one way or the other, come out and identify with us. Identify yourself as a Biafran. Then we will take it off from there. Rome was not built in a day. You are a Biafran. Enough of the time for you to be hiding, for you to be afraid. When you hear the siren of the police people, you run into the hole. And in the process of doing that, you get yourself injured. Enough is enough. We are tired, Director. We are tired. I'm not long here in Italy, but I say I've had it up to here. I want to go back home. Every day I read on the papers how people are dying. Millions are dying. I begin to ask myself, what if I have family over there? What if tomorrow my mother is killed? What if tomorrow my younger sisters are killed? Must I wait until they are killed before I will do something? Those ones dying there are also like my blood. They are Biafrans. And as long as they are Biafrans, they are my blood. So I'm using this opportunity, Director, to call on every Biafran out here worldwide that are listening to my voice this day. I want you to come out. Let us come out in mass. There is unity in togetherness. If we can be like the rice, when you put a cup of rice on the fire, Director, I have experimented it. After cooking it, I have to remeasure it again to know how many cups I'll get. And I tell you, I had more than the one cup I put on the fire. If we Biafrans can come out and in oneness, in togetherness, with one love, I tell you, we can do all things. We can do all things through him. The Tuku Adiama that strengthens us. We are tired. We are tired of being maneuvered. We are tired of the zoo using our resources to enrich themselves. While our children roam about the street without a job. We are tired of our husbands working on monthly basis without being paid. We are tired of our grandparents that have worked all their lives without getting their pensions. We are tired. We want to go back home. We want to go back home. If it needs fighting, we are ready to fight. Me, I have never had a gun before, but director, I will learn it, and I will fight. I will fight. If it needs beat for me to fight, I will.
Yes.
We are tired. We want to go back home.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chinyere. Thank you,
director.
Thank you
God
very much.
God bless you, director. God bless the Republic of Biafra.
He said, thank you very much. We like what people are saying. People are suggesting that our sister here spoke eloquently well, according to Ben Ojupu, writing to us from Paris. Maybe that she will work for us, and she would work for us. She's very eloquent. She will work for Radio Biafra. She will work for our country. What we are saying to you people is this. We committed atrocities. As our sister Nenna said from Cork, atrocities. That is why God abandoned us. I have the list of what we did wrong before God. Because you know one thing. The Muslims have come before. Islam has come before. Do you know that? They tried to invade us before. But they didn't succeed. They died. At the same time, they tried Europe, but they succeeded. Everywhere along the coast of West Africa, Islam made it to the Atlantic Ocean. Mind you. Islam succeeded in coming to the ocean. But there was a place Islam did not make it to the ocean. And that is the stretch, the ancient Biafra land. God said, these are my people, you don't go in here. The rest I can give to you, but leave them for me. Are you telling me that the same Tuku Abiyama that stopped the Islamic armies from coming in many, many years ago cannot save you once again from the British? He could have given them malaria to kill them off, but he didn't. He could have given them any other tropical disease to kill them, but he didn't. He allowed them to take us over. He allowed them to enslave us, to teach us a very bitter lesson that this time may come. So we are not only going back to establish Biafra, but this time around, we have Tuku Abiyama as our God. It has taken us all these years to remember that what we are lacking is a recognition that we are the children of God. Now that we have known, he will now give Biafra to us. Because had Biafra been given to us in 1967 or 68 or 69 or 70, we won't value it. We'll be another useless zoo. But now we have put Tuku Abiyama as the number one. And you will see what he's going to do. Come out on the 30th to pray for Tuku Abiyama to forgive you for killing people. Ritual human sacrifice at the temple at Arochukwu. Ibinokpa Abe. I mention things. I tell you the way it is. Go and ask them Ibinokpa Abe what happened. Slavery. We sold our own people. Tuku Abiyama is upset. People say Omena Landi were people who are not enlightened. Not in the physical. Not in the temporal. Not in the spirit. They don't know the meaning of Arosi. They don't understand it. They come up with every manner of idiotic explanation. Arosi is what it is. Aro. You heard of Aro? Arosi. Abomination. Abomination. You bury a human being alive upside down and you plant a heart tree on top of that person. You bind the hand and the feet. You tell them in the spirit anything you command them to do, they do it for you. Arose. And people are telling me it is our culture and tradition. People who don't know the scriptures. They don't understand what they represent. They don't know who they are. They talk all manner of rubbish and people about tradition. What do you understand as Ordinala and Omenala? Ordinala is your culture, who you are as a person. Omenala is the garbage you acquire as you go along, like the useless ashebi you saw when you go to marry an Igbo lady. You do ashebi from Yoruba. The same way that you have some nonsense, you call Omenala some idiots, saying they are Omenala defenders. Look at the bastards. Born of the people of the forest. Evil people. We are the children of Chukwu Abiyama. Somebody told me here in their family, the mother gave birth to 5 or 6 of them. Their name has glorification of Chukwu Abiyama in it, all of them, to glorify God. Why don't we then say that Arusi Ebuka? Why do we say Chukwu Ebuka rather than Arusi Ebuka? Is anybody answering Arusi Ebuka where we come from? Or telling you that Abara Ebuka? Chukwu Ebuka, Chinkuku, the big God. Chukwu, that's the meaning of it. Jehovah Nkusu Nile Nkendiaga. We must worship him. I don't know for you people. For me, I worship Chukwu Abiyama. When we were worshiping him, he protected us from the Islamic people. When we stopped worshiping him in 1967 and following all manner of graven image, he abandoned us now. Now we are going back to him. And you will see how he's going to save you. He's going to do it in a spectacular fashion. So that all these kids you have, you will tell them that Chukwu Abiyama, you will not say we made it possible, we are freedom fighters. That is nonsense. We are not freedom fighters. We are the messengers of Chukwu Abiyama. We are doing his will. We are doing his will. In Israel, do you hear them say freedom fighters in Israel? Ben Gurion, Golda Meir, Yitzhak Rabin, are they freedom fighters? They don't call them freedom fighters. They have come to fulfill the scriptures, the prophecy of God. Over 2,000 years, I will scatter you to the ends of the earth. But at the opportune time, I shall gather you once again. And most of you will return in the wings of eagle, meaning aeroplane. Go and read Leon Uris's Exodus. You will see that as it is happening, they are quoting scriptures, telling you what the prophet said about them coming back home. The same shall be said of you. We will return you to where you come from. Chukwu Abiyama will be worshipped in truth and honesty. And I can hear Pharaoh say, there will be no graven image. None whatsoever. None. Gi enwela chi ozotinyerem. Number one commandment. Thou shall have no other God but me. So says the Lord of hosts. We must honor it. Who has something to say? Somebody had a microphone before. Is that correct? If I'm not mistaken, please. You may now proceed. Is it off? You switched it off? Switch it on.
Okay. Good evening, all Biafran fellows. My name...
Give him this one, please. No, it's okay. Give him this one because that one has got static on it. Give him that one. Give him that one, please.
Sorry for the interruption, please.
That's okay. It's not your fault. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Frank Obidike. As I said before, I'm from Amere, Durigwemod Autonomous Community. I'm here once more to give an advice to my fellow Biafrans, mostly to those, especially in Nigeria, those in Aba, in Umuahia, and all color of Nigeria. Please, I want to give you people this advice, and I want to give you this word. Because when you know your history, you know where you're coming from. We, Biafrans, we are not brothers to these people we call our brothers. We are different from them. They don't like us. When you look at the Nigerian-Biafran war, you will see how these people hate us. You will see how these people, they don't want us to survive. Even if it's possible, without the help of Chukwu Abiyama, they want to destroy everything, even the ant in Igbo land. Check out such a spirit, such a heart, such a wickedness.
with the Britons because I have no support. So this time around, we are still fighting for our freedom, and some of us are still folding their hand and making it is not their business. Because you can afford the food you can eat with your family. What of those others who cannot afford anything, who is not able to afford? Why can't we all, as a Biafran, to come once to march and say, no, this is our right? We are the Biafran, we are the Israelites. When you know your history, you are an Israelite. You do not need to be afraid. Do not be afraid of any man. Just respect everyone, but fear God. Fear only Chukwu Abiyama. It's only people, only God we know. So please, I ask you, in the name of all the Biafran, please, try to give all your strength, all your support as much as you can. You those in Nigeria. You those rulers of Igbo land. You those Ezendi Igbo. You those ministers of Igbos. You governors of Igbos. No matter how much people, how much money you people are eating, but consider that Igbo man, our culture is we have to care for our brothers. We have to care to our neighbors. This is Igbo culture. Please, I ask every one of you, you governors, you chairmen of local government, you Eze Ordinala, all of you, I beg you, this is our right. We have to go. We have to go. We are from Israelites. That country does not belong to us. I also say it's a country. So we have to go. Please, let every one of us march out so that we can get our freedom.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I greet you all, my fellow Biafrans. May God give all of you the strength and the help to continue this work and to find our freedom. God bless you. Viva Biafra! Viva! Viva! Viva!
Biafra. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the line, if I'm not mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Syracuse, in Sicily, in Italy. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good evening, Director Nlande. This is Chukwu Emeka Benedict Ojukwu calling from France. Thank you very much. I'm from Alo in the government area in Anambra State. And that's it. Thank you very much for letting me to talk again today because as I see me here, I'm so boring. You know, I just want to, before I talk anything, I just want to comment that our sister who is there with you, in fact, that is a great woman. We can see it. Bible said that by their fruit we shall know them. Please, get more from that, our sister, and if you can take her to England, we will be very glad. for her to work for our Radio Biafra, because
yes,
we need people like her.
She will work for
my
us.
Sister, yes, my sister, keep it up. We need you, you know, and we thank God we have intelligent people amongst us, and Biafrans are people, they are formidable people, anyway. People direct from the Chukwu Abiyama. Well, I just want to comment on something that you said, Director, concerning our people. Yes, you say what you are saying today, I received it 10 years ago. I'm an evangelist. And one day I was praying that the Spirit of God told me that you know the reason why Africans are suffering a lot, because that land is a very blessed land that has everything. None of European countries, none of the whole, you know, the Western world can see their back, if not one thing, because that land is a very blessed land. They have everything it takes. If this white people, they have at least one third of what we have in Africa, their place will be like heaven. The Spirit of God told me that the reason why we are suffering, number one, is that our people, our forefathers, sold their brothers to slavery. That is number one thing that destroyed Africa, that continent called Africa. We sold our brothers. And if you read the Bible, you remember when Bible said that Cain killed his brother Abel because of jealousy. And what happened is that the blood of Abel went direct to Chukwu Abiyama, crying for vengeance.
And the Chukwu Abiona listened to the blood of Abel. And he touched Cain. And he said, Cain, you will be a wanderer, a vagabond. If anybody who kills you, we have problem. Anybody who kills you, we have problem. You will be a wanderer. Cain is cursed. And at the same time, people that will kill him is cursed. So as Africa, so as we are cursed because of the evil thing that our forefathers did. And anybody, any indigenous, any individual that kills Biafra, they always suffer. They never go unpunished. It is time for we, the Biafrans, to go back on our knees and ask God for forgiveness. And remember these people that died, that fight as well in that Biafra war. That was exactly what happened. What made them not to win the war, Biafra? Because something was at stake before the war started. If they did it before they go into war with that Jew, Nigeria, they would have gotten our Biafra for us. But because something that's supposed to be done was not done at the right time. And they went on that war as the people of Israelites they did. When Saul wanted to go to war, he went and asked everybody, do I go to war? They told him, don't go to war, the king. If you go to war, you will not come back. He insisted and insisted and insisted. Whereas there's something at stake that he's supposed to do before God will grant him that war. But he did not do it. He kept on asking and asking and asking, even to Samuel. And they told him, until the Bible said that God sent a lying spirit to the medium who told him the lie. And he went to that war and he did not come back. That is exactly what happened to Will Jefferson. Because we were having the nice ground to fight that war. But because something that's supposed to be done was not done at the right time. This time around, what I'm trying for, because what you are saying years ago, and I was speaking with some people were counterbalancing me, they were telling me, no, if a man is in Christ, it's a new creature. All things are passed away. Yes, I believe in that. But what we have to do, we have to cleanse our land and remember those people as well who died for that war because they fell victim because of lack of knowledge. Bible said, because of lack of knowledge, my people perish. Now, my brethren, if you are afraid of war, do not be afraid of war, because what are we talking about? That in that country, too, the amount of people dying there every day. Don't go and tell me, any country that is fighting war, have you seen the number of people being killed in a certain war? A country that is declared war. After all, that country is already at war. Tens of thousands of people are dying every month. Tell me any country that is fighting war. Can you find that kind of casualties in the war, country declared war? That is to tell you that the number that shoot every day is above, higher than the people you can see dead in a country declared war. Where are we launching that war? If war comes, we'll fight it. If we get it somehow apart from war, we glorify God. But if God is asking us to go to that war, we will do it. No fear, because people are dying for nothing. If you know better to die for something than to die for nothing, people who are dead, thousands of millions of people are dying every day in that zoo. We are talking about 3.6 million people that died in the war. But I'm telling you, between that day, the end of the war, 1970 till today, more than 10 million people have died in that zoo, in that Biafra land. Count them if you can count. You will see they are countless. When you come to my village, my mother told me that, you know, when you ask who are there for us, when you ask about somebody you know, they will tell you, hey, this person has died since 5 years ago. This person has died since 5 years ago. When you ask my mother, what killed them, My mother will tell you it's dead. Nobody is not asking anymore who kills, what kills anybody in that zoo. Because people are dying in my village, this in our. They said every week, about 5 or 7 people are being buried in a week. These people are not dying this natural death. These people are dying as a result of poor life, poor living. They are even worse than a country where there is war. So, my fellow dear friends, if you know anything you can do, it's true that not everybody that will go on war and shoot gun. If you know that thing you can do, and that thing you know more better, you come out. After all, people who are working, who are playing football, it's not everybody that plays football. They have shoe shiners. They have coach. They have the keeper's trainer. They have all of them. Everybody gives his maximum that to make a team to win a match. So that is what we are fighting. If you know you can support Jaffa with your money, come out. If you know you can support them physically, come out. Intellectually and otherwise, we need it. Because enough is enough. We are suffering here. We are suffering. We have been marginalized in our country. And in the diaspora where we are dying. We are dying silently. There is no life. This is to say it's so bad. For us to see, when you have a little money of $30,000, some money you say you have made it, my brother, you are living a miserable life. It's time to come out and fight for what belongs to you. Thank you very much, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much for calling, and thank you for that. We are here today in Sicily, beholding the presence of Biafrans of a very special breed. A very special kind, very resilient, very tough. Some of us came abroad via the very easy route. You comfortably get your visa, you buy your ticket, you're taken to the airport and you come out. Some people came via the hard way. And the reason why they're here is because they don't want other people to suffer exactly what they have suffered. And that is why we are here, to make things better, to ensure that they realize that this same Biafra that they're mentioning today is something that we are going to do. You have people. We'll tell you their story in a minute. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
No, they are not serious. Not serious at all. Do you know that when Moses went up the Mount Sinai to go and get the tablet, to go and get the laws, that some people were grumbling? Do you know that? They were complaining. Do you know what they did? They quickly molded a calf. Is that correct? And started worshipping it. You know that some of us are infused with that mentality. A mentality of unthinking ability to scatter what is good. People who cannot see the truth. Those who we are cast down because of their hopelessness and their intransigence. Have they stopped Radio Biafra from moving forward? Have they stopped the indigenous people of Biafra from moving forward? As I said to somebody the other day, I fight governments of the world who are corrupt. I fight people who are corrupt, who are in power. We don't fight chaffs, people who are irrelevant. Ndanda, no, nani, we don't fight them. If you want to discuss with us, you show us who you are, you show us your face. You call Radio Biafra. I will ask you only one question and you will unravel. One question you will unravel. Some idiots are saying we are not somehow related to the Hebrews. I won't say Israelites, I'll say Hebrews. These idiots in their thinking do not know that the throne of Unri is at a place called Obu Gad. Gad's compound, Obu Gad. Gad is in the Bible, is that correct? This same idiot and imbecile, that is why I hate people who are half educated. They claim that they better not. Half baked African nationalism that it has no anchor anywhere in life. The old penny you had in the zoo, for those of you who are as old as I am or can remember, had the Star of David in it. And one year moon who penny up open it here. Did any of you see it? You didn't. You're all young people. That is a penny. Penny is called. If you know there's this flour they used to make bread. You know golden penny. Look at the logo they have on golden penny. That was exactly the logo you had on the penny. And somebody was asking them at the minting office, why do you have the Star of David on a coin minted in the zoo? They said, because we found it in Igbo land. The same Star of David. The same six-pointed star. If not, what would the Star of David be doing on a golden, on a penny? If you go to the flower, golden penny, you see there. Life is about clues and hints. Maybe some of you do not know that the word Ogoni came into prominence in 1948. It wasn't there originally. Eleme, that my great aunt, that part who was married to, the Igbo people. Today they call them Ogonis, the Ogonis. And you will hear an idiot, half-baked intellectual, come out and talk so much people that they don't know about. When we came to that land, there were people of the forest. And people ask me, I say, how do you know there were people of the forest? I said, who are those being chased by Ohafia people with Bend the War Dance? How did we get Bend the War Dance? Do you know what is Bend the War Dance? Ohafia War Dance. That they carry something on the head, three skulls. You've not seen it before. Hey, it's a Wodewa. You don't know what is Bend the War Dance? Ajaga. We used it to drive away the people of the forest so that we can occupy that land. Ohafia was housed in Ibeku for very many decades before they moved to where they were. There were people of the forest, and some of them mixed with us, and some of them have their genes in us. The same way when you go to the ancient Israel or Hebrew, they mix with the Moabites, the Amalekites, the all of them around them. The same way some of us are mixed with people around us. People of the forest. And they produce garbage. You don't know your lineage. You don't know your history. People say, Chukwuabiam, you mention all the time. And I said to them, go and tell me any place on this earth where people worship God by naming their children in praise of God. Tell me now. So there is no Chukwu. And our parents will name us Chukwu Ebuka. There is no Chukwu Abiyama. I don't know. African people on both of their mom, if it is good to leave them not to go to school or to send them to school, I don't know which one is worse. Because when you study, you should be able to utilize what you have read. That is why they cannot call live on Radio Biafra and debate me on the air. One simple question, your stupidity will be laid bare. One question, and I won't ask you two questions. One, Ufajo Kamga Ajoge, Iberi Bega Puti, to be laid bare. This is Radio Biafra. Before we came, before Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come, he fortified us with ideas and knowledge. Ideas and knowledge that some of the things we see, mere mortals cannot see them. That is why we proclaim very boldly that we will go and die for this Biafra. I will not ask anybody to do something I will not be at the front of. It will be a privilege for me. I'm not a military person. But I will fight for my country. I will lead from the front, not from the back. I won't be in London and issue orders, no. I will be there on the ground, at the forefront. They will know we are serious. But before then, this truth must be preached, as we are doing today from Sicily. The time now is approximately 19 minutes past 8 p.m. in London, 19 minutes past 9 p.m. here in Sicily, and also the same time in our blessed Biafra land. Nobody can explain to me till today, why is it in Biafra land is the only place you have the completeness of every available natural resource? Why is that the case? They cannot tell me. The reason why they cannot tell me is because they cannot see. It's because they are not the children of the light the same way we are. I called ourselves the children of the light, of the sun. Somebody said we are sun worshippers. May believe a warrior. Children of the light. Didn't Christ say he has come to bring light where there is darkness? Is that correct? Yeah, that's my case. The barrister, are you with me? Can you hear me, barrister? Your line is a bit faint. Can you hear me, please?
Clearly and audibly, director.
Please go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yes, director. I've been hearing the contributions of our people. I'm always impressed when our people, especially our women, you know, our women are the tigresses of our land. Once our women says, go ahead, we will destroy whatever is on our ways. Director, as you pointed out earlier, the reason why we haven't gotten Biafra yet is because our women are kind of watching whether this is true or whether it will not work. But now they realize that we meant business. Our women are coming out seriously. I love our women. Everywhere they are, they will make impression. We cannot bug them. Lord Okaro Monday, Ngozi Mmadu, Ngozi Ago, they are all over the place. Ngozi, Ngozi. When you hear a woman come out, you bow. There are many of them. Whilst our men are trying, Director, yesterday you were in Naples, where we have the first lady coordinator. Norma, I salute you. I'm sure you're listening. Once our women are with us, even God himself will not be against us. Because our women are very resilient. They are the mother of Biafra. This is the reason why we don't want the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, uncircumcised men to touch our women. We are very proud of them. And we don't want nobody, even Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, touch our women. They haven't reached that level. So it's quite a big shame what they have set up in that zoo. They stifled our people so that once they finish university, everybody will find themselves in Maiduguri, Bauchi, Abuja, Lagos, Ibadan. But director, we are coming to a close to reclaim what belongs to us. Because for you to abuse a nation, you have to abuse their women. Our women have been abused enough. And we don't want any more of that. Director, that's why all of us are singing from the same hymn sheet. Biafra is a big nation, bigger than five countries put together. Some of our people don't realize this. We are very big. Where I am, I have a Biafran who is from Asaba. And we have been discussing since. He realizes he's a Biafran. He also realizes that a Yoruba-dominated media has confused our people, telling them they are Bengal Igbo, Ika Igbo, Ika this. At the end of the day, these people are Aniocha. What God has created, the Western people, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, have tried dominating. And yet we claim to be clever because we're interested in buying and selling.
Barrister, I will stop you there. Barrister, hold on a second. Because people are here. You know that the name Ibuzo, even where the Akwa comes from.
Yes.
Our elder. The name is Igbo Uzo. Igbo Ndi Nonozo. Igbo Uzo.
Yes.
Igbo Binuzo, is that correct? Igbo Binuzo is the name. But they call it Ibuzo. And they come, they give birth to you in Abuja or Kaduna. You say you're not Igbo. They are mad, insane people. Igbo Binuzo. What is the name of Ogwa Shukwu? Ogwa what? Ogwa Nri Ukwu. You know where Nri is at?
Hey! Ogwa Nri Ukwu, yes, they changed it to Ogwa Shukwu.
Ogwa Shukwu. They say they are not
Barista.
Evil. Iberibe warrior. Iberibe
are you
warrior.
Talking about that? What about River State? Everything has been changed to Rumi instead of Umu. Umu Okoro becomes Rumi Okoro.
And once you put it Rumi Okoro, you are no longer Igbo.
Of course not.
Once you are from Obi Igbo converted to Oyimbo, you are no longer Igbo.
Oyimbo.
Oyigbo.
This year, there will be surprises because we are fed up. We are going home and we cannot tolerate this anymore. Somebody cannot come to your house and change your environment on top of it with impunity, marginalizing you. Director, if I carry on talking the way you know me, I'll get crazy. Let me leave you to carry on. Thank you.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. That is the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. I love him. He's an intelligent man. He's from Owerri. He is loyal and he's a Biafran. I told you before that anything I tell you is gospel. Gospel. Those of you who can see, I'll post this on Facebook. Chiemelie Ude, I want you to send this very picture you sent to Iketukwe Nyago, and I want it pinned on Radio Biafra London Facebook page, the largest collection, the largest gathering on anywhere on this planet, the largest group in the world, Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Pin it there and ask every imbecile, ask every bastard you come across, ask every non-entity, ask everybody who is not educated enough to explain to me and to the rest of the Biafrans all over the world what the Star of David is doing on the currency minted in the Federation of Nigeria 1959. It's here. Then they want to challenge those who are educated. People who are imbecilic. Intellectually anemic. You want to challenge those who are read. Well read. And went to university where they don't go on strike. Where you walk into British Museum and British Library, you're surrounded with wealth of knowledge. You imbibe yourself in it. Where the quest for knowledge is unquenchable. And yet people of limited education will come and attempt to debate with me. The currency is here. Can you see it? Can you see the currency here? The Star of David. What is the Star of David doing in a currency in a country that is predominantly Islamic? Because they found it in your land. What is the Star of David doing buried in Igbo land? Very simple. And they will shut up and they'll move to something else. They'll tell you Amadenka, rubbish. Pure bunkum. Nonsense, I say, is rubbish. I'll prove it to you. Nonsense. We only worship one God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, Chukwu Abiama. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. A lot of people are calling. Does anybody here in this very wonderful place have anything to say? We want to allow you to speak. This is your time to speak on Radio Biafra, please. Give them the microphone. Let them come forward. They must speak. And the world will hear them. The world will hear your voice when you speak here. People in Brazil are listening, in Venezuela. People in Uruguay. People in Panama are listening. People in Australia, in Japan, in South Korea are listening. Those of them in Russia, in Ukraine, in Georgia. Everywhere on this planet, men and women, families listen to Radio Biafra. That is why we are formidable. Very, very formidable. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I want to take this opportunity to thank our director for the good work that he's been doing. But only thing I want to say is this. I know that nothing concerns darkness and light, because I believe that children of Biafra is a light. We are light, and we cannot compare ourselves with darkness. I've heard a lot of things people have been saying, but I believe. I don't need to talk too much, but I believe with God all things are possible. And we must make it. As we come out, let us support this Biafra so that God will bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Well spoken. Why won't God help us and support us in what we are doing? We have atoned for our sins. We do. Here, I couldn't get on the 30th. Anybody saying, if I come out, they'll deport. You see, how in this OG, you believe? I hate stupid people. I can't stand them. There is no way you can be supported, deported. Only Biafra supports Biafra and you stay where you are. Nobody can deport you. Nobody. Nobody can deport you. If you come and you raise your hand, you say, I'm a Biafran. You stay there where you are. You should have been there by for goodness. Are they well at all? Only Biafra can save you. There is nobody in detention anywhere on this planet by saying I'm a Biafran. Only in the zoo. Everybody is because Masop went into criminality, but I'll give them a free advice because some of them are Biafrans, at least the members. Today, I offer it for free to Wazurike and his followers, agents of darkness, so that they can see the light. I want them to take the treaty between the Biafran people and the British, especially the one on Urobo, and take it to any court of law in the zoo. Let them know that the word Biafra existed before Nigeria. Anybody in prison under the name of Biafra because you're carrying a Biafran flag will be set free immediately. Britain wrote it. The kings and chiefs of Ishekiri and Biafra is in a British treaty recognizing the word Biafra from time immemorial. So anybody in prison in the zoo because of Biafra is because Wazirike wants you to stay there. You shouldn't be there. It's common sense. How can the word Biafra be illegal when Her Britannic Majesty, the Queen of the whole of Great Britain and Ireland and Empress of India, upon whom the zoo was created, recognized the word Biafra and put it in a treaty? Talk less of a bunch of monkeys from Africa. This is your G. Amazing. This is Radio Biafra. Who else has something to say? Do we have somebody on Skype? Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yes.
Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Andrew Oba. I'm from the Buluku Kingdom in Anyama State. I live in Trinidad and Tobago.
God bless you. God bless you. See how people of Anyama are coming out. Anyama are coming out. They are warriors. They are coming out at the vanguard.
Yes, sir.
Ekumeku gave birth to you. Ekumeku.
I am a true son of Ekumeku.
Please go ahead.
My father is a warrior. I thank you very much for this program. So I have been doing underground work concerning my people and this our struggle. Biafra must come whether we like it or not.
You say?
We must fight till death. Even if I die when I fight, let my children carry on. But I have a challenge, sir.
Go ahead.
Some of my brothers, I have been introducing them, some of my people there, even the Igbo, the Anambra, the Imo people. I've been introducing them. Have you hooked on to Biafra, whatever? They always tell me that they are not interested. So I don't know how to go about it. Even my own very sister, who is in London there, from the Senu Buluku Kingdom, who she's a writer, and also a journalist there. And I always talk to her. She said she always writes in Anyama voice. In the Anyama forum in Facebook and whatever. She tried to discourage me about this Anyama thing, that somebody paid most of you here, Nnamdi and other people, to do this. I told them, I told her that it is absolutely lie.
Yes.
And we have been fighting. And what I want to tell you, sir, is that if, I don't know if it's Karamonde or Radio Biafra can at least pump Anioma voice or Anioma culture, Anioma in Facebook, hook on them, let them accept you as a friend and bombard them with this, because we have thousands of Anioma people hooked on that distance. So that with this new development and with this forum and the things that are going on, you should be able to bombard them with things. If they must accept by force, we are stubborn in nature. We don't know where we belong. We, the Anioma, do not know where we belong. I keep saying it, but I myself know where I belong because I'm a true son of Biafra. My father, we had my ancestor. With the story of my town, we came from Israel, and that is what we wrote in the book, of my of Obuluku people and culture. Some of us come from the Igbo Anambra, some come from Imo.
Yes.
Some of the Imo people come from us. Ozobolo is our son. But when I tell them, they want to push themselves to Benin, that we have our culture to Benin, and this is she was threatened. I told her that I refuse to be educated. I am, just last year, sir, let me tell you something, because I am always on Facebook 24 hours. Anioma voice, we are trying to put a name which we, the Anioma people, will call ourselves. Should we call ourselves Anioma Igbo? Or Ndi Anioma? Or Anioma Anioma? And he put it on the forum. And many people were saying that we are Anioma Anioma, we are not Anioma Igbo. I said that we are the Igbos Anioma. We speak Igbo. Our culture, if I go and I say, which language do I speak in Nigeria? I tell them I speak Igbo. Igbo is my language. I speak the dialect, the accent may be different. But Igbo, everybody, even Anambra do not speak like Imo. Imo do not speak like Abia.
Of course.
They are different. Enugu do not speak like Anambra people. There must be differences in dialects. That is dialect I'm talking about. But general Igbo, I speak, I marry from Anambra State, from Ihiala. I am saying it that, please, my brother, the Anioma people, because most of you call them as Agbo people. We are not Agbo. Agbo is a town.
That is correct.
Is a town.
That is correct.
Agbashuku is a town. Agbo is a town. And Asaba is a town. What is his name? Ezechima people on Ichubo. What is his name? Iseluku. You understand me? Ela. All these people are towns. But when would they want to address us? Some of you, they say that Abo people. We are not Abo.
I like that. I like it.
Yes, Abo is a town. Obuluku is a town. If you want to generalize us, you can call us Anioma or Anioma Igbo.
Is Anioma?
We are the Anioma Igbo, Anioma people. We are agitating for our own states. We are agitating for our own state too, so that these people call Niger Delta should at least. The robust people. We are not saying they are not Biafra. They can stand their own. Then we separate and say, these are the Anioma, because they call us the Delta-speaking Igbos. They left from Bendel Igbos to Delta-speaking Igbos.
What happened to Bendel Igbos? Where are they today? Where are the Bendel Igbos now?
Bendel is Benin gone now. Bendel die. You understand
okay.
Me?
They are now Delta Igbos. After Delta Igbo, it is Niger Delta Igbo.
Yeah.
After that, it is Igbo Anioma or Anioma Anioma, the same people.
Stupid talk.
Perambulating.
Please.
Okay.
Sir. I want you to lay more emphasis on these Anioma people. They do not see ourselves. They do not see themselves as Igbo people, as Biafrans. Yes, I've already spoken to most of them. Let's leave the past behind us. We can now, if there is a plebiscite now or referendum. And say, where are we going to be? Which place are we going to be? Are we going to fall under the Yorubas or the Igbos? I ask people, where do you think we belong? Let's just say now, if Nigeria is divided into three now, Yoruba go, Igbo go, Hausa go. Let's just take it like that. Where do we, the Anyomas, where do we? They say, okay, let there be a referendum. Let these people decide where they want to be. Tell me, where do some people say they will want to be? Are they going to follow the Yorubas who do not hear our language or who their culture is not even different from us? I know the Benins will go because they see themselves a bit of most of them. Some of them are Muslims and whatever. But the Anyama people, we call Chukwu Abiema. We call Ogugu. Ogugu is one of our deity too, which most of the people called
Ogugu. Where I come from, Ogugu is from Surimo. Ogugu.
You understand me?
We call Ogugu anything. And you say you're
Chukwu
not.
My God, when my father want to pray that time, he will say Chukwu Abiema. Chukwu Abiema. He pray. He starts with Chukwu Abiema, the creator of heaven and earth.
Simple. Chukwu Abiema.
So, what I'm trying to tell you, sir, I love this struggle every day I listen to Radio Biafra. I do not go to work without listening to Radio Biafra. Right now, I am preparing to go to work. I have been speaking to people, but the more I talk to my people, if my people who are called by the Chukwu Abiema should listen and hear, should pray to God himself. He said that he will listen to them and heal their land. If the people of Anioma should call to Chukwu Abiema and listen to Radio Biafra, I know that they will be agitated and know where they belong to. So therefore, finally, sir, I want you to please bombard India Anioma in Facebook. Bombard India Anioma in Facebook, Anioma Voice, so many Anioma people and culture and Anioma things and Anioma Forum. Bombard them with this Biafra struggle of a thing. Biafra struggle. Bombard them so that we'll be victorious. Make them debate with them. I wish if you want a Facebook now of one of my sister who is in London. Loretta Onochie. Loretta Onochie. That is her name in London. She's a writer. Take that in name. Find her in Facebook. And get her and try, because she was trying to teach me and my culture that we come from Benin. I said we are not from Benin.
Is she married to a Hausa man?
She's married to the same place with my people, but she is one of the struggle of APC of a thing. And,
no wonder.
She's someone like
she's in APC. Is she in APC?
Of course.
So what do you expect? That answers the question now. Islamic party, what do you expect?
She's struggling to be an APC car carriers and whatever.
They are contractors, Ndochi. We've met them before. The likes of Aton Zeribe, contractors, the likes of K. Ombadiwe, political contractors, where are they today? They're all dead.
Some of the friends I work with, I tell them nobody who seems to. Even the people I stay with, they don't want to listen to me. They don't like listening. They fear that these people are 419. They are looking for who they will take money from.
Tell them we are. Biafra shall come. And then they will know. And they will not be allowed. I love challenges. I love it. When people say you will fail, you will not succeed, go and ask my father and he will tell you. When you say I cannot do anything, I become fanatical about it. Because I know Biafra is going to come. I have no time for them. They are not in my class, in my category, and can never be. So why do I have to worry about people who are not discerning enough, people who cannot see, people who are spiritually blind, those of them that know nothing? Don't worry about them. Ever since we started this very march towards Biafra, has anyone, I asked them, anywhere in the world contributed money to buy anything upwards of £80,000 and nothing was done? The answer is a resounding no. Has anybody been able to preach to you this very gospel the same way we have? Ever since the inception of Biafra, the answer is no. Has anybody united you more all over the world up until now? The answer is no. We are the largest collection of people on Facebook. We are the largest listened to indigenous broadcaster coming out of Africa. Which particular station in Africa can boast of over 5 million listeners all over the world? Skepticism is allowed. You can be skeptical. We want them to keep doubting us until we get Biafra. You see that Owaziri did a lot of damage. But I love it. I love what he did. So that we know the type of Biafra we are pursuing. Not a Biafra built by criminals. We like the doubt that people are transferring to us. Oh, they have failed. But what is the price of slavery? What price are you prepared to pay to be a slave? Some of you are in the Mediterranean, dead and gone. We are relentless. Let them keep doubting us, and we keep proving them wrong. I love the doubters. Let the doubts keep coming. I read all of them. Trust me, I do. It makes me stronger. I love competition. It makes you a stronger person. That is why the West is dominating the world. They allow competition within. Let the best emerge. Give us all. They have gone. Who is calling? Let us go and take this call. Normally, we will not take a call on this line. It's meant for the barrister, but we shall attempt to take it. We must take it. A lot of people are calling us. If we can get this thing to behave itself. Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Afiana and I'm calling from New York.
You're calling from New York. Please give us your name again, please, if you may.
Afiana, I'm calling from New York.
Thank you. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Actually, I have been listening to the station for a few months. I find it very empowering and interesting at the same time. I am not Igbo. I am not Biafran, although I am just watching your movement from afar, and I think it's very empowering. I'm actually from Ghana, and I just have a question. You have been mentioning that the Igbos or Biafrans are related to present-day Israel or Hebrew. So just wanted to know, are you related to the Israel of today, or are you related to the Hebrews of before?
The Hebrews of before. We are related to the Hebrews of before, yes.
Okay. In terms of bloodline or language, history, everything?
In terms of culture, in terms of language, in terms of history.
In terms of history, okay. Yes. I just wanted that clarification, because when you say that, I automatically assume that you are related to present-day Israel.
No, we are not. We are not.
Okay.
We are related to the Hebrews. From which the word Igbo came from? From which the word Igbo came from is from Hebrew. They don't know that, do they? We shall tell you. That is where the word Igbo came from. Thank you very much. Do you have any other question or any other contribution to make?
I just wanted to tell you that you should keep on with it. I really admire your tenacity. I admire your drive. And listening, it seems like a lot of your people don't believe that this can be actualized. But I think if you persist, I know when Biafra is created. At this point, I believe that you have everything it takes and you're on the right path to making it actualized. I think it would spread around Africa like wildfire, because that is what we need to move forward. We need to create nations that are built around people's tribes and not nations that were created by foreigners. The Bible says Jesus Christ came from a tribe, the tribe of Judah. So I don't know why Africans have this mentality that a nation cannot be born out of a tribe and that it should be created by some kind of external force. Our very own Jesus Christ, even though he was Israelite and he was Hebrew, he always isolated his tribe from the group of Israelis. There were 12 tribes. And when you read Revelations, it says there will be 12 gates in heaven representing 12 tribes. So nations should be built and structured around a tribe of people with the same blood, with the same vision, with the same dynamics, with the same culture. In Africa, the reason why we're being dead is dominant cultures are killing less dominant ones. And we should separate them. Everybody should live in his own land and practice his lifestyle and his culture the way he sees fit. In Ghana, we have a situation where the majority tribe has dominated the other ones totally. And everybody thinks Ghanaians are, we all get along. We don't get along. Ghanaians are very bitter, very resentful about that. We don't make it known. We pretend and we smile like everything is okay. It's not okay. Many Ghanaians listen to this radio station, and secretly, they would like some minority tribes to separate and be there. We don't want to be a nation dominated by the Akans. No. And if you do this, if Biafra succeeds, oh my God, it will spread like wildfire. There will be a new Africa. I never knew Africa was created by CPO Africanus. I heard that name on Gladiator. On whose movie was that? This Australian actor, he played the lead role, Gladiator.
Yes.
When you said CPO Africanus, I'm like, where have I heard that name before? I heard that name in a Hollywood movie.
Yes.
So I never knew how Africa even came about.
That's how
can we move forward when the continent was given to us by some strange woman? I don't know. So tribal nations are the way forward. And I just want to say you've captivated me so much. Continue what you're doing. God bless you. God richly bless all Biafrans, all Igbos. May he give you the courage to forge ahead. And I'm just so inspired. So thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
This is what we do. You see what she said. I will tell you, that's what the Americans told me many years ago. I went to the American embassy in 1998 to speak to them about Biafra. They said to me that they don't want Biafra to emerge because that will snowball every ethnic nationality, as our dear sister said, will want to be free, and that they cannot handle it. And as she said, the name Africa came from the conquering Roman here. Roman general, Scipio Africanus. That's his name. He defeated Hannibal in the Carthaginian Wars. And he was so resentful and bitter that Hannibal attempted to take Rome that he marched into Tunisia and poured salt all over it, that nothing would grow on it. Destroyed it for ever daring the might of Rome. Had Hannibal received reinforcement from the brother, they would have taken Rome. But the brother is an African, I would say from that part of Anubian, and they did not. People say to the Egyptians, you are looking at Arabs, they're not proper Phoenicians. In fact, even the Phoenicians even came from Greece, they're not proper people. The 24th dynasty, the 24th Pharaonic dynasty, we are people from southern Sudan, the Nubians. Nubia. Ancient people. As the Biafrans are, as the Ethiopians are, very ancient. Not Muslim, which is a recent arrival. England is a mongrel race. The original people that own Britain are the Celtic nations. You find them in Cornwall, you find them in Wales, you find them in Scotland, and you find them in the Irish Republic. The England you have today is a mixture of the Angles and the Saxons from Germany and from Denmark. They want to mix everybody as the same. We cannot be. We are the children of the light. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, whilst you prepare to speak, because we must bring the program to an end. Go ahead. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yeah, brother. I'm calling from Norway, actually. My name is Harrison from Amiibo. Amiibo,
okay. Amiibo, at least we don't have... Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Amiibo, the local government.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
Brother, I'm very, very happy since I've been hearing this, since I've been listening to this our radio. Yeah. And it really inspired me a lot. And I so much like what the Anioma guys say. Because all these guys from Abo town, and the river state there, they are totally differentiating themselves. If Nigeria is suffering us, they don't want to suffer, they don't want to be part of us anymore. That Anioma guy is highly educated. He's highly educated so much. So I would like this radio driver to keep on educating people from Anioma, people from river state. We bring these people. I don't know the reason why our people can be brainwashed by outside people from other people. And still, my people don't want to learn. My people don't want to learn.
About concerning this Nigeria called GGM, I've been studying the history, the culture, the tribe, all angle around. I'm living here in Oslo. I know there's a direct education. If you talk to anyone who said, I don't care, I don't care, maybe they found some change in their pockets. They don't want to know. How could we, putting in the letters, resources, be suffering? Living like a field in our own land. Look at how Alpha Flame has been conquering everything here. It's like you, to Nasarawa, to Ujimi, Auji. They're coming down. If they are at head bridge, if any flight person and we check them, they cross bridge and become slave. If they are anything at Abba, we check them, they cross river, they become slave. How could we? But the happiness of man on this very issue is probably coming from the family. The victory is about to achieve. So, all I have to say is, we must engage more on this education and Roma and the across data and across river file. This is all I have to contribute on this issue. Thank you so much, dear friends. God love you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. And we welcome it. We must bring this program to an end at this very moment. That this is Radio Biafra, wherever you have listened to us from around the world. We are returning tomorrow, same time, without fail. 7 p.m. here in Italy, 7 p.m. in Biafra and 6 p.m. in London. Every day, this gospel must be preached. There will be those that will mock you for what you do. But none of them can say this is the wrong he has done. You see, isn't that fantastic? You can mock us, but nobody can say this is the wrong they have done. Disagree with my ideas and my approach, but you cannot fault my person. Nobody can say I don't love my country. Nobody can say that everybody who listens to Radio Biafra is an ardent fan of Radio Biafra, a member of the indigenous people of Biafra, a citizen, I must say, not member, an identified citizen of the indigenous people of Biafra. Nobody can say we don't love our country. You can say anything you like, but I'm not like Owazirike. I have not been settled by anybody. I have been to detention in the zoo, detained in Lagos, detained in Abuja. So they made all their offers as usual to work for them. The normal nonsense they say. I've been kidnapped by Owazirike, by his group, with Biafran flag. And for those of you who don't understand the symbolism of the Biafran flag, go and look at it. The rising sun is at the strip of the flag that is black. That is why I love Ojukwu for a few things. When Frank Opigo told him, let's call this place Biafra. Frank Opigo is from Ijaw. He's not even Igbo. But he knew, a learned man, the principal of Okreka Grammar School. He said to Ojukwu, let's call, the name is Biafra. Ojukwu did not argue at all. He accepted. Ojukwu accepted this very flag. Look at where the rising sun is. It's in the strip of the flag that is black. In other words, you bring light where there is darkness. And people want to question who you are. This year we called Ojukwu Abiyama from heaven. 30th of May. And you see what he will do. And all these people, I am praying to Ojukwu Abiyama, the same way the ground opened and swallowed those that did not believe, may the ground open and swallow these people. We have to come to an end. This is Radio Biafra. Where is our coordinator here, please? Who coordinates Sicily? Is he around? Yes. Take the microphone, please, and bring this program to an end. Very briefly, only 2 minutes, please.
Fellow Biafrans, good evening all over the world. Thank you for having listened wonderfully from this part of the world, Sicily. The program today, I believe you have been imparted with the knowledge, with the wisdom from above to know why you were born to this world and spectacularly born into Biafra land to free those who are in bondage. I want to appreciate you for your good works all over the world, all over continents, all over the world, where Biafrans are found, where the indigenous people of Biafra are found all over the world. I want to thank Chukwu Abiama, who has given us the wonderful person who is consistent in whatever he does, who never or think even to fail the Almighty God, who have chosen him to do this work. We pray that God Almighty will continue to guide and protect you in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And as you go back to London, as you move from here to Sicily, from Sicily to northern part of Italy, Treviso and other places, may God continue to guide you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Stay tuned tomorrow, this time, and may God bless every one of you in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. We are broadcasting from here tomorrow, is it? Yes. Wonderful. I love this place. We are going to build Biafra. Anywhere, the people accuse me, anywhere I go to, I like it. I went to Barcelona, I said Barcelona is beautiful. Of course it is. And I've been to Rome, of course. Rome is not as tidy as I would expect it to be. But the architecture of Naples is marvelous to behold. We like it. All of you, wherever you are, learn the good things about that place. Because in the new Biafra, we're going to build it in such a way that when you come back, you will see a reflection of where you were outside. Okay, man, Biafra is going to be beautiful. We'll build it. Very, very beautiful. There will be a reflection of all the countries we've been in. Those of you in Russia will build it in such a way that there will be a reflection of Russia in it. To remind you forever that you are scattered all over the world. And by the mercy of Chukwu Abiama, you came back together. We will praise him. We are announcing women's meeting tomorrow. That our sister will join them tomorrow. The women are meeting tomorrow. They have asked that she join them. She will join them tomorrow. I don't know if Ngozi Madu was trying to call or Ngozi Ago. I don't know. We weren't able to take their call to say that the women are meeting tomorrow, 9:30 after the broadcast. 9:30 they are meeting on Skype. That is what technology affords us to bring this family of Biafrans together. No longer will somebody come to you and say somebody from Anioma is not Igbo. You accept that rubbish. You are one. If somebody is from Anioma and is telling you they are not Igbo, see that person as a prodigal child. When they come to their senses, they will come back. Anioma is more Igbo than I am. They are more Igbo than I am. They are talking about dialect and language. I'm from Ibeku. Ohun is no more. Local is no more. When somebody from Ohun is speaking, do you think I understand what they're saying? Ohun. My mother is from I'm from Ibeku. You see, I'm a Faruku. My mother is from Undume. We call people from my mother's place in the Ibeku. Can you believe that? Whereas me, I'm also from Ibeku as well. That is the way we are as a people. We must thank each and every one of you. The women are meeting tomorrow, 9:30. I think it's a Mado 1050, if I'm not mistaken. That's her Skype. I stand to be corrected. Mado 1050. Everybody must go and be on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. And also invite your friends. We are the largest in the world. The largest in the world. Gathering of people in one place online in the world. That is why the name of Biafra is reverberating every blessed day. Any message you click on there gets to 40,000 people. So we are propagating this very message because Chukwu Abiama asked us to come. Somebody wrote here, says, from people, Ozobolo people, yes, it is true. They're from Anioma. Their grandmother lived to 105 years old and told them that Ozobolo people are from Anioma. You don't need to tell me. I went to the village of Professor Ben. You know Osito Sadebe? Sadebe is from Ogbaru, you know that. Anioma people, they are. They are just across the river. They go and farm in the same place. All the same people. We are one people. Do you know that people of Ogbaru in present day Onitsha are saying that they want to be part of Anioma state if it's created? Do you know that? We are one people. Follow the course of River Niger. You see how deadly these people are. Follow the course of River Niger and you keep going down. On the right and on the left, you are one people. All the way to the sea. One people you are. You may be separated by dialectical differences, but that is all there is to it. This is Radio Biafra. We thank the people of this very beautiful place, Syracuse. The people of Biafrans are in Sicily.
you people are here, and the love you have for your country puts some of us to shame. Here I have seen tangible affection for Biafra, tangible love for Biafra here. Perceptible, you can feel it. And that same spirit we are going to spread all over the world. We bring this, I will give you my blessing tomorrow when we finish from here to travel to the northern part of Italy. But for today, I will ask you to go home and reflect. And all of you, wherever you may have been in the world, reflect on certain things. What is the purpose of Biafra? Why are we doing this? We are doing it to fulfill God's promise to us. Nothing more, nothing less. That is why we proclaim that this Biafra we mention every blessed minute, every second, every hour, every day, every week, and every month is our religion. That is how I worship God, through Biafra, nothing else. If I'm thrown into hellfire, I will say to God, but this is what you wrote. Thou shall have no other God but me. Here on this radio station is where we worship every blessed day. Because that same Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will bless, sustain, guide, nurture, and keep each and every one of you, wherever you may be on this planet we call Earth. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night.